Welcome to Monkey Con.
To Monkey Con.
One.
This is a Marvel heroic role-playing recording that was done for Monkey Con 1. Enjoy! John, did you have one you were looking at that you liked? Or actually, you're just now looking through them.
Yeah, I'm just looking through them right now.
Yeah, they're stereotypic. You basically you've got your meat shield strong guy, who's the anvil. Speedball is your classic speedster. You've got a mystic guy, Fabulous Mr. E. And the Cape, who is a Batman sort of guy.
I think I want to play the Cape.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm your worst nightmare.
No, notice his distinctions and milestones for the Cape. He is sponsored by Radio Shack, yet his 10 experience milestone is blow up a Radio Shack without leaving evidence behind.
I get 1 experience points for first villain you break by intimidation. So he's enhanced durability, enhanced strength, taser blasts, enhanced sense.
Yeah, so don't worry about not understanding anything on the sheet to start with. I've designed the adventure so that we will learn as we play.
Okay.
Yes, of course, he talks like this when he's not the Cape.
Yes, you have the heavy breather distinction.
What people's skills?
I noticed that you have the things called special effects.
Yes.
I'm wondering if there is each person has sort of a crew of extras going around to throw the fireworks and things. Just follow someone with a crane operating it every you go blind side.
Is everybody able to, let's see, 1, 2, 3, okay, I'm still not having, let's see, one of you isn't logged on. Norbert, are you able to connect to Roll20 there? Or are you still working on it?
Yeah, I see it now.
Okay.
Yeah. Just had to try it twice.
Okay.
No, and I see the pages, a Marvel Heroic Role-Playing Tiger and Bunny.
Okay, good.
What are those journals that you were talking about?
On the right-hand side, there's a bunch of tabs. You're looking for the tab that says Journal. But before you do that, go to the tab that's got the little cog on it where it says My Settings. And everyone would do this, please. Make sure the video and voice is disabled. Otherwise, we'll be duplicating microphone through Roll20 and through Skype.
Yeah. Well, at least with video, you can wave at people. I'm going to choose small for my avatar. There, that's better. I'm going to choose name only. That's even better.
Yes, name only gives you the most screen real estate.
Yeah.
Characters of people looking at.
Well, let's just go down the list. John, you said you were interested in the Cape. Joshua, did you have... Which one were you interested in?
I'm looking at Speedball just because of the try out a new catchphrase, Master. That's fun, but I'd be fine with any of them.
My only preference is that I'm really not wanting Mystery this time.
All right.
So you want to be the flesh shield. I mean, the brick.
I'm fine with that.
The anvil.
Depends on what our last person wants.
Yeah. If more than one person wants the same one, we'll just dice off for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked my players the same question the last time I ran something with superheroes because I was simply using the Avengers, and I said, hey, could be that 2 people want to play Iron Man, 2 people want to play Hawkeye.
Iron Man's easy. Somebody can play War Machine, and someone can play...
That's what they said, yeah.
But one wants to play with current armor and one wants to play with generation minus one armor.
Someone would go for the Vietnam era, tank armor.
Guys, I haven't found the, my settings.
Oh, it's part. The cog. The little cog up in the upper right hand corner of the screen. There should be like 3 little symbols. A chat. A paper, music, and a cog.
I don't.
The join game button on the overview page.
Yeah, that comes first. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was saying, I didn't notice his icon on the bottom at all. Now we do. There we go.
Yay! And there's much rejoicing.
Oh, yeah.
Now this should make a lot more sense.
Yeah, a lot more on the page now. affiliation, distinction.
Right. So the first thing you want to do is go over to that cog on the right-hand side, the My Settings tab, and make sure your microphone and video are set to disabled. Under the video player avatar size, if you stick it on name only, it'll make your screen a lot nicer. Is everybody able to see the Doom pool at the very bottom of the screen, by the way? You should be able to.
I can pull it up and see it, yeah.
Okay. But do you mind playing the sorcerer guy? Do you prefer to go by Jed or do you prefer Norbert?
Jed is what I use on various forums.
So okay. Well, Jed, do you mind playing the mystic guy or do you want...
Mystic guy would be fun, yeah.
Okay, well then we need not dice off for everything. So there we go. John's playing the cape. Joshua, you are Speedball. Jed, you'll be the fantabulous Mr. E.
Fantabulous.
Yes.
Fantabulous. You're fabulous.
And just once more to make sure I get it right, is it Kyrie?
Kira.
Okay, Kira. And you're going to be playing the Anvil. All right, let me assign the characters.
I need to ask you, Bert. Do we receive the milestones only once?
Some can be done multiple times. The number, the X1 can be done multiple times. Number 10 can only be done once in like a story arc. The second one, for some people, it can be done more than once. If it says it can, then it can.
I'm looking
otherwise.
Phrase every scene. I have balls of speed. That may need a little work.
That's right. But I can still do his voice all night long and not worry about it. What's the matter, punk? Forgot your depends?
I do apologize. I'm actually ordering dinner right now. So there's a knock at the door. I may have to go away for a second.
All right. I have assigned each of the tokens next to the strips to each of you. On the strips, if you hover over the characters, three little circles should pop up above their heads. Do you guys see that? If you hover over or click on where it says, like, the Anvil, Speedball, etc.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So in order, then, from left to right, physical, mental, and emotional stress. And I'll be dropping in however much you have into those circles as we go.
Oh, actually, no, I'm not seeing those circles.
You're not.
And the screen. That's why I have an iPod.
Are those the circles you're talking about? And it's popping, or not?
Well, they should. When you click on the icon, you should have three bubbles kind of pop up on top of them. One looks like a flat line from an EKG. One is a picture of a heart, and one of them's got like a little electrical bolt. Are you seeing that?
Nope.
Well, we'll figure that later. I can see it. And the little red dot that you have in the corner, do you guys see those?
Yeah.
Okay. That's how many plot points everybody starts with. You start with one plot point, and plot points can be spent for various effects through the game.
Okay, because I see if I click on the little... I do get like a little bubble thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's the beacon. That's if you're trying... If this were a map on this page instead of just a bunch of text, you could point something out, like a feature, whatever you'd like. And that's what those are for. All right, well, let's get started. Looks like everyone, we have a character going on here. Is everyone familiar with the Tiger and Bunny universe, or no? It's okay if you are.
I'm not. I fear.
All right, no, that is fine. All you need to know that is it's based in a city called Sternbild, which is kind of a futuristic New York. Sternbild is built on tiers. There's like if you imagine like a wedding cake, right? The city is built. The very base level is kind of the lower class individuals, middle class, and then your top tier. It is a modern world. So you have cell phones. You've got the big skyscraper-sized LEDs on the side of large skyscrapers that play television shows, you know, and news breaks and that sort of thing. There are zeppelins that are used to move materials from place to place. So it's a thoroughly modern world, maybe even a little bit ultra-modern as things like nanotechnology are being played around with. So we are modern world. Let's get that out. So the existence of what they are calling NEXT, N-E-X-T, is a genetic aberration that's showed up in the last 40 years or so, where people are starting to become born with powers that really can't be explained. At first, there wasn't a great deal of acceptance for this sort of thing, but then a very wise individual decided to make a, what are they called? Not live action, but shows like Survivor. What is
the reality show?
Yes. Decided to make a reality TV show called Hero TV, where aspiring heroes vie for points by apprehending criminals and stopping crimes, and they are awarded at the end of the television season by being crowned the King of Heroes. And this has gotten more public acceptance for those next that have chosen to kind of compete in this sort of thing. So it's become a media spectacle in one hand, but also it kind of endears you to the populace because you're their new iconic heroes. You're also sponsored by different corporations. Each of your, journal sheets there will tell you, in your distinction, which company, is backing you. Like Speedball, the 5-hour energy drink people are, is, the sponsor for Speedball there. Mr. E, you are a Calvin Klein underwear model.
Just a question there. Speedball shows Nike as his.
Oh, Nike. Yes, okay.
I'm the 5-hour energy.
Okay. The anvil, then, is the 5-hour energy. And the cape is sponsored by Radio Shack.
Just pointed that most of us are supported by a fast food company.
That's right. Get your gear like I do from Radio Shack.
Yes. And so the corporate emblems are proudly worn on the uniforms of the different heroes in different ways. Of course, your number one duty is to protect the populace and to keep innocent civilians from becoming victims of crimes and to, of course, protect city property. And in so doing, the flashier you make it and the flashier your arrest, the more popular you become. You are our media whores. That's you.
Right. Our new goal is to beat everyone else and make them look bad?
Pretty much, yes. You are kind of competing against each other, too, although it's considered bad form to specifically try and mess with another hero's conviction, because you are supposedly trying to help the public first.
Yeah, I've watched the show. There's conviction stealing. There's perp stealing going on all the time.
Yes. Wasn't it take a Radio Shack role and try to turn off someone's power armor? Would that be bad form?
Well, as long as no one catches you doing it on film. Alright, so, we're gonna start, and, there's a new scene that's, taking place and being broadcast currently, and, the, shapely Asian reporter is, on the air, and she's being broadcast across all of the bulletin, systems that, there are a lot of skyscrapers in Sternbilder. They all have these big, enormous Jumbotron monitors on the side. Hero TV is so big that everyone watches it. There's no one who doesn't. It's not a guilty pleasure. It's just done. So reporter Patricia Watson is outside and she's got a news crew going, and she's, in the backdrop, there is, what looks like a textile manufacturing plant. There's some, spumes of flame and clouds coming out of the side, and you can see that there's some kind of combat, some kind of skirmish going on in the background. And she is calmly reporting, saying, Patricia Watson here, and we're covering this latest outbreak, for Hero TV. It looks like we've already got a hero on the scene. Yes, it's the Cape! Mr. Yeah. The Cape, you are currently, being, buried by, three guys. They're dressed in expensive suits, you know, well tailored. They look like your average, workaday, type of executive, except for some reason they've all got these enormous claws and fangs. You got summoned to the scene because, they were breaking into the textile plant and trying to make off with spools of, platinum and copper wire.
That's no good.
You assumed it was a simple, smash and grab. And then, when you confronted the gang, they turn, to see you there, you notice that something's not quite right. So we're going to start in the middle of a skirmish. And the way initiative works on this game is you go by what makes sense. And, as we're giving the Cape the spotlight right now, Cape, what will you do? You're surrounded by three of these guys who have sprouted fangs and claws, and it looks like they're intending to give you a very bad day.
Okay, so look at my gear. I have the shutdown power set to gain one,
All right, so here's what you can do in any particular situation. All right. You're going to assemble a pool, okay?
Yeah.
That poll is going to be based off of, if you look at the strip by your character there, the first thing is affiliation. And you're going to have a die rating assigned to either solo, team, or buddy. Okay, you're in a solo effort right now. You're flying by yourself. So what's assigned to solo for you?
10.
10. Okay. So your beginning of your pool is a D10. Now, you're in a street fight here with some odd looking creatures. Do you have a distinction that would fit this?
Let's see. Analytical mind, what people skills, heavy breather, and sponsored by Radio Shack. Well, of course, you said this is a puzzle. Thought it was smash and grab, and it turns out these are saying to any difference. So I think analytical mind.
Okay, so with analytical mind, you have a choice with a distinction. If you think a distinction will help you, you can add a D8 to your pool. If you think it's something that could affect you negatively, you can add a D4 to the pool, and you will receive a point for doing so, a plot point for doing so. Okay, so you think this will help, though, so we're going to add a D8 to your pool.
Yeah.
All right.
So what did the PowerPoints get you, or?
We'll get to that once we assemble the pool.
All right.
Okay. Everybody only has one power set. So out of your power set, you have multiple powers there. What power do you think might help you in this?
They look like they're metallic or?
No, they look like they're, were once human beings that have sprouted some, unfortunate orthodontics.
Well, I think I'm going to use my taser blast so I can take them down. I mean, you know.
Okay. So you'll add a D8 to your pool as well. So far we have 3 D8s, it sounds like. Your solo was a D8 as well? No, D10. So D10 and 2 D8s. Okay. If you have a special effect that you wish to put in.
Okay, so if a pool includes a power set power, you may replace two dice of equal size with one die larger, plus one step larger.
Right, so your pool currently already has two D8s in it. So if you want to give up one of those D8s, you can turn one into a D10 instead, if you wish to use that power. You don't need to.
No, I think I'm not going to use my focus then.
Okay, the next thing is specialty. If you think one of your specialties might be helpful here, you are a crime master, a menace expert, and a science expert.
So what do those mean?
Okay, a crime master means that you have an intuitive knowledge of the criminal mind and how things work in the underground. Menace means that, well, you're frightening. That is your ability to scare the crud out of people. Science, you are firmly grounded in technology, chemistry, and, you know, the physical sciences.
Batman.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I'm going to try my menace.
Okay. All right. So, you're going to use your menace. You are an expert menace master there. So, that gives you you can either choose to put in a D8 in your pool, or you could choose a 2D6 instead. Why this matters is if you roll ones, bad things can happen on ones.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay, so I noticed that. I was reading through the thing, so on a one, if you roll a one, okay. I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to split it to 2d6.
Okay, all right. Now we're going to assemble your pool here. And so if you, at the bottom of the chat window there, if you'll do / roll.
All right. And
you're going to do 1d10 plus.
Okay, so I type in, all right, roll. Getting there, I can actually type. So roll and 1d10. Plus
your distinction, plus 1d8. Make sure you put the 1 in front of the D.
Yeah, so I thought actually, 1d8. Well, I actually have a total of 2d8.
Okay, yeah. You can. Well, no, do it in separate. Do it separately so that you can see each die rolled.
I gotcha. That's right. Plus 1d8.
And then another d8 for your taser.
Yep, and then plus.
And then do 1d6, 1d6.
Yeah. Gotcha. 1d6. And it will roll them separately this way.
Yep. And if you go ahead and hit enter there, what it'll do is it'll give you a total, but more importantly, it breaks down each individual roll as you see it there. Oh. Okay. You didn't roll any ones. That's good. Once you've compiled your pool and you roll your die, what you get to do is choose two of any die and you add them together to get a total. Okay. Mm-hmm. This total is what it needs to be resisted by whoever you're performing the action on. But the next thing you do is you pick one other die, and it doesn't matter what the number is. You're only picking the die as a type, a D4, D6, D8, D10, or D12, okay? That's called your effect die. So the first number is kind of your threshold, like did you put enough into it to actually accomplish what you're trying to do. The next one is telling you how powerful it actually was. Okay.
So I'm really tempted to take the 8 and the 5, so it gives me a 13, and then use my D10 as my effect die.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now here's where plot points can come in. You can spend a plot point to add another one of your dice into your total, or to choose a second die for your effect die. And if you ever want to do two actions at once, that's how you would do multiple actions. So you would have to spend a plot point, or some of you have SFXs that give you area of attack that give you free extra dice there. But so that dice that you choose for your effect die, if you have one die, you're affecting one thing. If you have multiple effect dice, you could affect multiple things.
So do I have any, how many plot points? Oh, you got one, but I have one.
You have one to start with. And, you may or may not wish to use it at this point.
Well, there are four bad guys though, right?
There are four bad guys, yes.
Yeah, I think I want to even the odds a little bit there, so I will spend my plot point.
Okay, you're going to spend your plot point, and you're going to choose what other effect die?
D8.
D8. All right, so you're going to have a D10 and a D8 effect and a 15 total, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, my guys 13 here, total. 13 total. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. And I have one die left over for whatever. I don't know if you do that last die, but.
Oh, no, nothing. It just sits there if it's not one you chose.
Okay.
Okay. So my, expert hapless victims here, they are going to defend with their, durability. There's a team of them. So it's a D10. Roll one D10. Got a durability rating that they're going to try and resist you with. And. Actually, there are three of them, so there's three D10 coming at that.
Yikes!
I did that wrong, sorry. No, it's still one D10, but when you reduce dice, basically what happens when you've got a group of people that you're trying to beat down, you're reducing dice. So they're a 3D10, for a team effort. So like, you chose two effect dice. So if you do end up affecting them, you will take two of their dice away. So that'll leave like one person basically. But here's their roll. They got only a 6. So they definitely did not, beat your roll of a 13. And so your effect die is a 10 and your other effect die is an 8. Is that correct?
No, yes, a D8, yes.
Okay.
I think
so.
That steps his effects up.
So those are your effect dice. So what ends up happening is, your D10, certainly takes out one, completely. The enemies are rated on a scale of how many dice jumps they need to take them out. A 10 is more than enough to take out these jumps, and actually so is an 8. So you're able to knock two of them off of you. If you want to describe how this whirlwind of action happens as you take out two of these guys.
Well, of course, my taser is an end of a whip. So I whip it out. And, you know, feel the power of Radio Shack and match two of the guys with the whip. And they just, you know, dance on the end of the whip, you know, because the entire whip is electrified. And again, and they both are hit with the whip and they just dance, you know, and drop to the ground, you know, and then I whip it back. Any more of you punks want to dance with the cape?
There's still one standing there and he continues to stare at you drooling. It looks like he wants to continue to press the attack.
So there's two left or one left?
There's only one left.
I took three of them down?
I'd say there were four, didn't I? No, you took two down, so there are two left. Two left.
Yeah.
And, you do notice as they go down, and they seem to be unconscious as you can still see their chest rising and falling, they seem to revert back to what looks like normal people.
Which is why I'm using the taser.
Mm. Meanwhile, there is a large disturbance as, flying through the air, Anvil, smashes into the warehouse side as it looks like he has just been, beaten by something very large. And he's gone hurling through the air, barely missing you, Cape, as he, takes out the side of the warehouse. Anvil, you had just responded to another breaking and entering, case that was also on this block in another warehouse, and you were confronted by a very large, creature, also of the fanged and clawed variety, and, as you were attempting to figure out exactly what was going on, he got the pounce on you and walloped you a good one. He has knocked you through several walls and, and right into, Patricia Watson's video camera as he sees you go sailing by. And on the billboards around you, you see that they've got a picture of the cape and they've got ding 200 points first on, first hero on the scene. And then they show the cutscene as the anvil goes flying by and then, and the screen is updated, with the anvil. It has plus 200 or plus 100 question mark. Who was on the scene first?
Well, and of course, Cape doesn't even flinch as he flies on by.
Right. All right, anvil, you've just entered the scene.
Well, I'm getting
you brush yourself off, yeah,
and kind of mug to the camera for a bit. 5 hour energy gives me the strength to go on, and then I rush into the fight again.
All right, so you go barreling down the street to go find the monstrosity that just pummeled you across, and
yes,
Anvil takes off running again. All right, I'm the way the initiative system works is I have given John the first go there, and John, you would actually normally would choose who the next person to go is. I just wanted to get Anvil in on and a cameo scene there.
Yeah.
Currently, it's only you and these creatures here, so your only other choice is to give them the next action.
Yeah.
So that's what they will do now. The two are going to kind of gang up on you using their team-up power. There's a D10, and they're going to use their exceptional strength. Excuse me. And I am going to take a D6 from the Doom pool, and I'm going to add it in there. And the way this works is, it's going to, of course, boost their power a bit. But if I want to take the die back after the roll, I have to give you a power point or I have to let it go. Okay?
Okay.
So the two are going to dogpile on the cape, trying to remove bits of you. And they got, let's see, a 5, a 7, and a 4. So okay. I am going to take the 7 and a 4, giving me an 11 total. And I'm going to take the D10 as my effect. And you need to defend against this.
Okay.
And it's the same thing when you assemble your pool. You're still solo.
Yeah.
So you get your D10. If you have a distinction that you think will help, if you have a power that you think will help, a specialty.
Well, they're jumping on me this time.
I think you have durability, which would be the resistant,
That wouldn't be the distinction, Don. Which distinction if I could use any of the distinctions. Wait a second, I'm being sponsored by Radio Shack. I still got my taser whip in my hand. I flashed the logo of the taser whip available at Radio Shack for $9.95.
And making sure the camera sees it.
Yeah. And I'm going to use it basically as a pile onto me to basically just whip it in front of me like a shield.
Okay.
Doing a figure eight with a whip.
All right. Sounds good.
You know, and then I will guess I will use enhanced durability to defend with if they get through that.
Okay.
I won't be able to add an extra one to that, but I'm defending, so I just gotta defend. I don't want to set,
Now, if you had any plot points left, one thing you can do is you can always push your pool by adding a D6. One plot point equals a D6.
Yeah.
The other thing you can do is create what's called a stunt. If you think you have a power that you can, add a nifty, kind of effect to get like an additive effect, you can add a D8 with a plot point. But right now, sadly, you are out of plot points.
Yeah. I'm just looking at my two limits. My two limits are gear, shut down power set to gain one power point, take an action versus the doom pool to recover.
Yes. Limits are ways for you to get power points back, and they usually give you a penalty. In this case, what it is you would have a gear malfunction. That's why it says shut down a power.
Mm-hmm.
So what you would do is you would pick one of your powers and you'd say, this no longer works.
Yeah. So, would that be the active power I'm using, or could it be any power?
No, it could be any power in your power set.
I'm not gonna. I'm gonna see what happens. I'm not gonna do that yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm still gonna use Menace Expert.
Sure, you're trying to scare them off, even as they're trying to corner you there.
And,
okay?
I will still take it as 2d6. So
all right, go ahead and roll your pool.
Yep. Yeah, oops. Get this right. Slash roll 1d10 plus 1d8 plus 1d6 plus 1d6. There we go. And roll. Yes. Okay.
All right. So they had a total of 11. So you need to get more than an 11 to resist.
So
your effect die doesn't matter too much if you can beat their total.
But I can only add two dice together, though, right?
You can only add two together. If you had a plot point, you could add one more, but you do not.
So best I can do is 9.
Okay, so that means that you will be less than them, meaning they will succeed. Now, so this is where your effect die is important. You want to take the largest effect die that you can.
Which is a D10.
Okay, right. Because what happens is even if you fail to stop the action that's coming at you, if the die that you chose as your effect die is higher than their effect die, it steps down the effect that's done to you. So you still get some defense from it. And of course, if you beat the total, then you don't have to worry about it. It's beaten.
Yeah, but suddenly they kept their D10, so both of us are using a D10, so it's tied.
It's tied, and a tie is good enough. It's equal to or greater, I do believe. So they're going to step down their effect die to a D8.
Yay!
And they're putting it on physical for you, so you now have a D8 of physical damage. Once that gets stepped up past the D12, so like once you take a D12, and if something else goes past it, you take what's called trauma. And at that point, you're basically can't take any actions. You can still, take defensive roles, but you can't do anything else. So right now you got a D8 on your physical track.
Are you putting dice on there right now, or I'm not seeing it?
Yeah, apparently you won't see it. I don't know why it's not popping up for you, but, I have it on there for you.
Okay.
I'm keeping track of it there. All right. And, meanwhile, back on the building that, Anvil, you got hurled from in a puff of smoke. And a sparkling light display, Mr. E, comes into existence. And then on the TV screen, you see the plus 100 for second on the scene. Or plus 50, ? Mr. E, you had heard about the disturbance on the police scanners. And, of course, looking to catch some points, you have entered the scene as well. You have materialized on top of a roof of a warehouse where below you a 8-foot-tall hulking brute is about to prepare the charge of the anvil who is running down the street to slam into it. And Mr. E, we will give you the action. What do you wish to do?
Oh, I see. The hero called the Anvil is charged at.
Or is that is charging. He is the one doing the charging.
To be charged.
And there is a large monstrosity that he seems to be aiming himself at.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. Yeah.
Cape, I'm giving you a plot point as I'm going to take my D6 back into my doom pool.
Oh. Hey. I give it back to myself. Oh, I see it. I hit the X button. I shouldn't have never hit the X button. There we go. Nope, turn it off. There we go. Good.
So since right. I only add a power from one power set.
Well, what do you want to do first before we put a pool together? We should really do this the formal way, which is you tell me first what it is you're wanting to accomplish, and then we build your pool around that. So, what does Mr. E want to accomplish here?
Simpler. I think right now I'm at a safe distance, but I don't feel that I'm at a distance where I can achieve something against the monsters. So I want to disappear from there and then rematerialize down there in the street, maybe on the sidewalk, surround myself with some mystical energy that will protect me, mm-hmm. and then stretch out one arm for a magical attack against this huge brute.
Okay, so you're trying to do several things at once there, which is fine. We'll give you the movement. We'll make that free since I just kind of popped you into the building at a disadvantaged place. I'll let you materialize down on the ground for free. Now you want to make a protective something around yourself, and you want to be able to attack him at the same time. Yeah. So what you're going to want to do then is you'll need to spend your plot point to be able to choose two effect dice during your roll. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, to protect yourself, an adept of sorcery you have at a D8, what that actually does is it creates constructs. Okay. So you can surround yourself in a magical shell or magical armor, if you will. And so that's how you would do that. And then if you want to attack the guy, you've got the arcane blast at a D8. All right. Now, unfortunately, you only have one power point to use, and you need to use that to take a second effect die. So, out of your power set, you're only going to be able to choose one of your powers for the role itself. You'll still be able to get two things done, but you're only going to be able to choose like one power to add to the pool. And you can consider yourself team or solo here because you really haven't said anything to Anvil yet, or you haven't really tried to get a battle plan going together. So if you want to be solo, you can still be solo, or you can be, or you can buddy up, if you want and, do this to kind of help him as well. So that's your choice. You are a little bit better at solo. You've got a D10 at solo.
Might still roll high on buddy. don't know that. Oh, I'd take buddy first.
Okay. So you'll take a D8, from that. You have a distinction you think will help here.
He always looks good.
Well, you are. You know, there's a TV crew down there. There's television, crews running. So, you know, you're being filmed.
You could mug to them for self-centered against yourself and then have two plot points to do both.
Yeah, theatrical posing may not be ruled out here.
Okay. Well, you can take the always looks good and you can add yourself a D8 from that. And then what power do you want to use? They're pretty much D8, so it's going to be a D8 regardless. That's so you're going to have a 3D8 so far. And you have a specialty you think might help. You've got Mystic Master, which basically that's, you know, just a lot of information on sorcery and mysticism. Psych Master is, that's mostly in, it's psychology, right? Being able to get people to do things, being able to, see what people are thinking or feeling, you think that might help you in this, you can take that.
It also applies to that one action. I think Psych Master is a little more likely than Mystic Master.
All right, so then your pool so far is a D10 for solo, a D8 for your distinction, a D8 for your power. D8
for buddy? Or do we go to
buddy?
To
yeah, solo? D8 for buddy, D8 for distinction, D8 for power set. And then, either your choice, D8 for the, Psych Master, or you can take 2D6 instead. That's your choice.
Mm.
And so when you roll the dice, you do the slash roll, and then you do the, 1D8 plus 1D8. Yeah, unfortunately, you do have to type all that out.
Plus 1D8. The third one was?
Third one is your power, which is other D8. Yeah. And then the last one is either going to be a D8 or 2D6, your choice.
Or, specialty, right?
Yes.
Like 2d6 this time?
Okay. Make sure you type it out as plus 1d6 plus 1d6 instead of saying plus 2d6.
Yeah.
Nice. So a 7, an 8, a 7, a 6, and a 6. No ones there. That's really good. So you choose two of these to get your total effect, your total, and then you can choose two more die types as your effect dice. So how do you want to arrange your dice here?
So I've got only D8s and D6s. The system works so that it's a good idea to have the higher die as the effect.
Yes, but your total still has to be high enough to beat their resistance.
Yeah.
So it's a fine line there.
Mm.
I mean, you got eight and the seven. But yeah, so you have 14 or 13, basically, as your total.
Right, yeah. I was just about to say, take the two sevens.
No, I'm thinking eight and a six would give you 14 as well, and you give you two sevens as your effect dice.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be 15 if he wants to do an eight and a seven, but then you'd have a D8, D6.
Yeah.
Well, the effect dice, one of them is going to be your shield, and one of them is going to be your zapping the bad guy. So if you want to take the D6 as a shield and use a D8 to zap, that might be useful too. But it's however you want to split it there.
Yeah, I'll take the take the two sevens as my total.
Okay, so a 14 total. That'll leave you with a D8. And a D6 effect die. Now, do you want to do the D8 for the damaging, or do you want to use a D8 for your shielding?
D8 for effect.
Oh, yes, but which effect do you want to apply it to, your shield or to the damage?
I am.
You're doing two different things.
For the damage.
Okay, and so that'll give you a D6 shield to help you against any physical harm that might come to you. Mm-hmm. All right, so the beast here is a very large and cumbersome fellow. I'm going to go ahead and roll his pool here to see how he does. 7, 2, and a 1. Okay, here's the nifty thing here. He rolled a 1. If you had a PowerPoint, there are some nifty things you could do with that. You can basically, a 1 is what they call an opportunity. If you roll it, it gives me more dice to my doom pull. If I roll it, normally you would spend a PowerPoint to do something with it, like to step up a power, to create an asset, that sort of thing. Right now, you don't have any PowerPoints to take advantage of it, though. He is not going to be able to get a total higher than yours, so you are going to affect him. I'm going to take the D10 as my effect die, though. Since yours is a D8, even though your total is higher than his, he still gets a little bit of defense because of that D10 he's taking as his effect die. So it's going to step down your D8 down to a D6, but it does do him some damage. And so if you want to describe exactly what happens here. So you have damaged him. It did do some damage to him, and you did get your force field up. So what does it look like to the cameras?
The cameras see me extending my right arm and making that mystical Doctor Strange gesture, and yellow and orange bolts flying from my hand towards his upper body, taking strength out of him. And knocking some wind out of him, and basically leaving him with a puzzled expression.
All right, sounds good. It was just brought to my attention. I forgot this rule as well. If your total is 5 more than the person's resistance, it actually steps up your die. So you are going to end up getting a D8 on him instead of the D6 anyway. So for every 5 points your total is higher than the person that you're trying to affect, it steps up your dice of effects, okay? So yeah, it does actually even more damage to him than we first thought there. So he does rock back a little on his feet as this mystic bolt comes from out of nowhere. And now for the next person's turn, Mr. E, you get to choose who goes next. The person who just acted is the one who chooses the next person to go. So you can choose for Speedball to go, you can choose for the cape to go, or you can choose for the large monster to go. You get to choose who acts next.
Or the anvil.
Yes, or the anvil, yes. Which, since you chose to use the buddy die, that might actually be make sense as you were setting him up to have a a good encounter.
Did you mute?
Sounded muted.
Ah, there you are, Jed. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Yep. Oh, okay, okay. So, Jed, who do you want to have the next action? Do you want the anvil to go?
Yeah, let's take the anvil.
All right. We'll go with the anvil.
So, I think the anvil is really, really getting upset. And so he's going to tap into his anger management issues, using it against himself as he charges headlong into the fray. And he's going to go a little berserk.
All right, so you're going to take a D4, so I will give you another plot point there.
Yep, and he's going to be doing the buddy, having the help from Mr. E. So that's a D8. The D4 with the plot point for anger management issues is a distinction. Mm-hmm. He's pulling the D10 from his power set for superhuman strength. He's doing his special effects Berserk, which takes one of your D6s from the Doom Pool, but then turns it to a D8 in the Doom Pool.
after your pool. And don't forget, your target is damaged already, so you get his D8 worth of damage that he's taken.
All right. And I'm also going to use my combat expert D8.
That's a heck of a pool.
And I've got plot points, so I might be using one or more of those. Let's see what happens here. Just checking here. Yep, everything's good. So, rolling. Well, gave you an opportunity there.
Yes, and I'm going to take that opportunity and step up the D6 that's still in the pool to a D8.
Okay. And I think I get the plot point for you doing so?
Yes, you do.
All right, so I'm going to take the 8 and the 5 to make it a 13 for my effect. Mm-hmm. Then for my effect dice, I'm going to go ahead and take it as the D10 effect for an attack. And let's see here. I'm also wanting to place a D8 complication of dazed on the enemy. Is that okay?
Yes. Okay, and he's going to roll his defense here. I think 7, 5, and 2. Well, the 7 and 5 is still not enough to beat you. And if I added in that third one from the Doom Pool, it's still not enough. So what happens is your effect die goes through. He currently has a D8, and your effect die is a D10. D10 is enough to render him out. So if you want to go ahead and describe what just happened.
So Mr. E has just blasted him with arcane energy and distracted him, and the anvil takes the chance to charge through him, roaring in anger, and slams into him, knocking the beast through another nearby building. Oops. And should not have that anger management issue, but managing to end the combat against the thing.
All right. Sounds good. And the D6 that you borrowed from the Doom Pool goes back, turning it into a D8, leaving two D8s in the Doom Pool right now. And who do you want to have the next turn?
And I also just claimed 1 point of XP.
Ka-ching. Yes.
Well,
that see. And you just apprehended a criminal as well. So the scoreboard on the televisions go up.
All right.
50 points.
Well, we haven't seen the speedball yet.
Speedball! You were actually in the next town over when you caught what was going on in the television. And the 30 seconds it took you from seeing the television show to now zipping into the scene. Are you muted, Joshua? You with us?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
In the name of speed.
Up on the billboards, plus zero, third on the scene.
I will be shouting speed for the entire duration of my travel.
All right. What action do you wish to take?
You just
saw the anvil take out the large critter. You know that the cape is still surrounded by two goons. And then with your supersonic speed from the next town over, you've got here in a blink of an eye.
I'm going to not slow down at all and just run straight into one with my fist out.
Okay, sounds good. Do you want to take this as solo, or do you want to buddy up with the cape for this one?
I'd like to buddy up, because that is what I'm good at.
D10, and do you have a distinction that might help for this?
You're cramping my style.
Speed! I know. I have a distinction of height issues.
Yes.
I am going to run extremely quickly and duck slightly in order to punch one of them and slide through the cape's legs, trip up the other.
All right, so you will have to spend a plot point to be able to take on two different things there, but that's fine.
Sure.
So that's giving you a plus 8 from your distinction. And what power set are you going to use? You can use speed, since you said that you weren't stopping down. That would be fine.
Speed, power set, superhuman speed, which is D10.
Yes. And
need for speed.
Actually, you have the area attack SFX. If you wanted to do that, you wouldn't have to spend a PowerPoint.
I do.
Yep. That allows you to add a D6 to your pool, and you keep an additional effect dice for each target that you're trying to hit. So you would be able to choose two effect dice, and you don't have to spend a plot point for that.
Nice.
Now, specialties. That sounds like Acrobatic Master would work for you. Since you were trying to slide in between the cape's legs and hit the other one.
It's not very scientific.
No, not so much. Right. So you can choose that as a D8 or as 2D6.
2D6.
Your choice. Okay, and go ahead and assemble your pool and roll it there, slash roll, and then make sure you have each die separated out. So, plus 1D10, plus, etc.
I'm getting a lot of breakup. Is that just me?
I don't know. Am I breaking up for anyone else?
I can hear you fine.
Fine here.
Okay. Just you, Joshua. Just you.
Fine here.
All it's right, that then. Doppler effects with all of your speed, you see.
So it's 2d6.
Yes, at the end of your dice. Oh, no. You have to roll the whole. You do slash roll, and you do 1d10 for buddy, plus 1d10 for your super speed, plus another d6 for your SFX, and then plus 1d6, and then another 1d6.
Okay, 1d10 plus 1d10 plus 3d6, really.
Well, no. You do not group them together. Write them out as plus 1d6, plus 1d6, plus 1d6.
Okay.
It matters, because otherwise it will sum everything.
All right, then.
There we go. 2, 9, 5, 2, and 6. Okay. So out of these, you pick 2 for your total, and then you pick 2 more for your effect die. Remember, the number doesn't matter. It's just the die type that matters for the effect.
Sorry, I'm going to just drop the call and recall, because I can't understand.
Okay. In all the television screens everywhere, you hear the Jeopardy, na 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 na.
Yeah, he's one of those, you know, perp stealers, you know.
I was very tempted to do the same when I first popped in. It's like, wait, I've got area attack.
Okay.
Yes, you sound better to me. Do we sound better to you?
I can understand you, just about.
All right, so you need to pick 2 dice for your total, and then you need to pick 2 dice for your effect. And remember, for the effect die, the roll doesn't matter, it's just the die type that matters.
That is breaking up. Could you talk more slowly?
Take the other one before.
All right, choose 2 of those dice for your total. Do that first.
I have an idea. Re-add me to the call in about 30 seconds.
Okay. We will pause as Speedball is in mid-action, and we will go ahead and just give the next action to, well, actually, you know what? I can roll their, while he's doing that, I can roll their resistance roll.
The anvil will take a quick bio break.
There we go.
What? He's taking a bio break on screen?
I was disconnected from all of you for about 20 seconds. I don't know what happened.
It's all right, because the person whose turn it is also disconnected for a little bit. You didn't miss anything.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, John, apparently there is an underground, selling of VCR tapes of superheroes defecating in public, apparently. I don't know. All right, let's see if we can add him back.
They're all Germans, you know. Germans are into that. No offense, any Germans around, you know, listening.
Aha, excellent. The power of mobile devices.
Does it sound any better for you now, Joshua?
That sounds perfect and clear. Do I sound much worse on this mic?
Nope, sound fine. Excellent. All right, so what I was saying is, out of your rolls there, you have to pick 2 dice to total up to get your total, and then 2 more dice you pick as your effect dice. But with the effect dice, the total doesn't matter, it's just the die type that matters.
The die type or the die number?
Type for the effect dice. But the first thing you need to do is get your total. Pick 2 of those dice to total up to get your total.
And obviously I'm going to pick the 6 and the 9.
Okay, so you're going to pick the 6 and the 9. It's going to give you a total of 15. And you're for your effect dice, which dice are you going to choose for your effect dice? Remember, the totals don't matter on these. Just the die type matters on this.
I will choose the... is it better to take a D10 or a D6?
Well, you know, the higher the effect, the better.
Okay, I'll take the 2 on the D10.
Okay, but you've already chosen one of the D10s for the 9. D10s rolled a 9, and yes. You chose the 9 for your total. You can't choose the same die again.
I can't choose the same die type. Well, I've only got 2 die types.
Okay, and that's okay. You rolled 5 dice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You choose 2 of those dice for your total, leaving you 3 more dice. Out of those 3, choose 2 of them. Okay, and the total doesn't matter on those.
I have a D10 left over.
Well, you've got one D10, but what's your other die going to be? The D6 then, I guess. So a D10 and a D6. Okay, well, the D10 and D6, and you chose the 9 and the 6 as your total, so 15, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I went ahead and I rolled the resistance while you're away. The best total they can come up with is an 11, so that's definitely gonna work. And a D10 is enough to take one of them out, no problem at all. And since, you've got more than 5 over the total, that D6 is going to step up to a D8, and that's enough to take out the second one. So you take them both out.
May I describe it?
Sure, go for it.
He will, run extremely fast, punching one of them in the face, flinging him off to the side, and slide between the legs of the cape with a great cry of, "Speedball!" And
watch
he will slide,
out for my balls.
And he will slide and stick his supersonic traveling leg up in the air in a very painful spot for the remaining person.
Whack. All right, then.
Being kicked in the balls at supersonic speeds.
And that accounts for all the bad guys on the scene. The cape looks a little... As Patricia winds down the video podcast, she signs off for, and this is getting one more crime in the rash outbreakings we've had in the last few days, up until...
Uh-oh, what's that sound?
It sounds like the creaking of a chair. Anyway, Patricia signs off by saying, yet one more crime in the rash of crime sprees that are leading up to Halloween night. Will there be more? Tune in and find out, as she signs off for the day.
What's my point total? I took two of them down.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yes, myself.
Yeah, they have the bulletin board up at the end, and since they can't decide who was actually first on the scene, as there were apparently multiple crimes going on, they gave everybody except for Speedball, too much thinking on, they could see that did not show up first or second. So, 200 points for each criminal captured, and 25 points for arriving first, which all three of you get except for Speedball, since they can't really determine who was there first. Actually, no, Mr. E, they could tell, showed up later than the others, so he gets a +5 for arriving second on the scene. And as they're winding it all down, Patricia comes over to you guys, and she's got a pad out and wants to, Mr. Cape, sir, can I get a signature, please? My son loves you. And she's got the trading card to you in various poses.
Sure, I can do that. Yeah. The Cape. There you go. Do anything tonight?
Yeah, my husband and I have dinner engagements, but
what people skills
for us? Oh, well. All right, so you guys are all left on the scene here, and so this kind of started in media res, but the gist of it is that tomorrow night is Halloween, and you are the only four heroes still in town, as you drew the short lot, and the other six that are normally in town are away on vacation, so you are defending the city proper yourselves.
We got guys here we can interrogate.
Yeah, they're all unconscious, but, you know, looking at them now, they look like just regular normal guys. Yeah, they're dressed in business suits. Even the massive monster that the Anvil and, Mr. E had put down earlier has shrank back to the size of a kind of a stocky, portly gentleman, wearing some sensible shoes and torn up trousers.
The ones I tased will probably be coming conscious first, so I'm going to figure a way to fasten some sort of. I'm going to make an device. I'm going to build something to basically restrain them in case they turn back into monsters when they come conscious.
All right, sounds good. You roll for this to create the device.
Yep. So I'll be using my analytical mind.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Put your pool together, and don't forget you always get an affiliation die, which would be solo in the case of you building something.
Yeah. Yeah, so 1d10 for that. I got d8 for, excuse me. 1d8 plus, I don't know if my powers work. Do they enhance strength? That doesn't, would that count? No, that's my strength. I can make a case for enhanced senses so I can figure out where the best places on their person this is to, restrain them.
Sure. Sounds good.
Yeah, we can always BS that. focus, limit, I will use science expert, and I'll do that as a D8.
So the Cape has broken out this little fishing box of Radio Shack parts, and he's...
Yeah, because we want to talk to
some
guys.
Kind of restraints.
Yeah. There we go.
Go ahead and roll your pool there. Okay, and when you're rolling against basically the universe at large, what happens is I roll the Doom Pool, which has 2d8 in it right now. And so rolling the Doom Pool. Well, what are you going to choose as your total out of your dice there?
Sorry, eating a pizza. Mm-hmm. Now, does the effect dice matter in this as well?
I believe when you're creating something, the effect die is that's the die that will give the bonus. So, like, if they're trying to break the restraints, they would, that would be impeding them at the effect die that you put in.
Oh, do I make this interesting or do I make this make sure they don't get out of it? I'm gonna make it interesting, so I'm gonna make it 13.
Okay, and, 7, 8, 9, so yes, no problem. So. And as you're doing it, as you're finishing the finish binding them, they do come too, and they seem to be very woozy. And one of them kind of rolls over, looks at the other guy, and says, "I told you we shouldn't have cocktails for lunch." What are the rest of the heroes doing in the aftermath? The police seem to be slow to respond to come and collect the criminals.
If they turn the monsters, I'd be slow too.
I think the animal's going to try and separately interrogate the one that was the beast.
Okay. Yeah. He does and eventually.
He's come not to going you. To be quite as nice about it. Okay. He's going to be slapping him around a little bit. Who sent you?
Ah, Macmillan and Tate, I'm a lawyer. Stop oppressing me.
Lawyers deserve no sympathy.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, it's like, I'm a lawyer from Macmillan and Tate. Like
how are you changing like that?
Well, what are you doing? What happened to my clothes? Where am I? He looks genuinely confused. What day is it? Why don't I have underwear on? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, as if there was a camera watching right now, it'd be carefully fuzzed out in various places. Well, I definitely will start interrogating my guys.
All right, well, let's give the anvil a scene here.
Anvil goes first, yeah.
The anvil's not getting anything at the moment, so.
All right, well, yeah, he seems to be very confused. You basically got out of him that he's a lawyer, and he has no idea what he's doing here.
Yeah.
All right, well, the cape, what do you want to do? These guys look very confused, too, by their talking to each other. They apparently went out to lunch together and had a 3-martini lunch. That was the last thing they remember.
So that was the last thing you remember?
Talk! Yeah! Yeah!
Where'd you have your martinis?
Softies, down the street. He looks around. Oh, not this street. Where are we, Mr. Cape, sir?
I tell him where they are.
All right. How did we get downtown? They look very confused.
You'll be more confused when you see the video of this.
They look at each other. We're on video? Yes! They give the high five.
Well, they can try and give a high five.
Yeah.
They can bump, wiggle around in the dirt a bit. They can bump heads if they want to.
There you go. Speedball and Mr. E, are you guys doing anything else around the, quote-unquote, crime scene?
We go for coffee?
This is after the TV cameras have
They've already packed up and turned off.
As you can tell, the cape doesn't really care, other than points. Well, so they had martinis, and that's the last thing they remember. And when was that? When did you have your martinis? What time?
Is it noon for lunch?
What time is it now?
2 PM now.
I fish around his pockets. Does he have the keys for his car?
Yeah. Yes, he does. His clothes are a little torn and frayed because when you were fighting him, he was a little bit bigger than he is now. He's kind of shrunken. Also laying next to him were the two spools of, one of them was platinum wire and the other one was a big thing of copper wire. They were stealing spools of electrical parts.
Okay, when you say spools, are we talking things that require 4 guys to pick up and carry around?
Yes. Of course, okay. You don't think they could lift it in their current state.
No. So I got his car keys. I pushed the unlock button. Do I hear anything?
No, you do not hear the bloop bloop sound.
I pushed the alarm button.
Nothing.
You walked here?
I don't know where here is, buddy. We were just having martinis.
I just told you where you are.
Not the face. Not the face.
You had martinis at Softies.
Yeah.
And then you wake up here. Right, the cops will take care of you. And he put my swing line, and I'm hitting the Softies.
All right. Rest of you guys, Speedball, you went off for coffee?
Yes. Fast coffee.
All right, sounds good. Anvil, Mr. E, you guys following up on anything? Anvil, your guy is... in a considerable state of duress. He's not quite sure what to do. His clothes are shreds, and he can't really get up.
I think tie him up and wait for the police to get him.
All All right. Well, wait around for the police. They do eventually show up not too much later. And, well, since you're Mr. E, are you hanging around?
Yeah, I'm hanging around. I was spending a few moments off to the side with my hand on my chin, looking pensive, right?
Pensive, yes.
So, and I assume I heard at least part of a conversation like of the cape and what the guy said about having martinis for lunch.
Possibly. Let's see. What are some of your superpowers here? I believe you have senses, don't you?
I don't see senses. I've got Adept of Sorcery, Arcane Blast, Mystic Resistance, Flight, and Intangibility.
Hmm. Well, seeing as the guys were kind of being loud about they weren't trying to really be quiet as the cow was scaring the hell out of them, sure, you would have heard some of that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So let me say for the moment, to us, they were threats, but they were not really criminals. And we have to find the criminal that is putting something in martinis.
Seems like a reasonable assumption.
Well, you haven't established whether the other guy had martini as softies or not.
You guys standing over him talking. He's like, martinis? I had a martini today.
Softies?
Well, where else? $5 a glass. You can't beat that. You just can't beat that in this economy.
I think we should go there. We could use some more points.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the police, as I said, do eventually come to collect everybody, and Anvil and Mr. E, as you were, the guys are still there when they show up. They have you fill out a report and tell your side of the story. So you are a little bit later getting back into town. Speedball, we're going to say that you went to a coffee joint, and the best coffee joints in town are, you know, downtown, right where Softies is as well. And, the cape?
By the police station, obviously.
Of course.
Now, I'm thinking of this. I actually didn't want to go in there full Boris cape, so I'm going to do something straight from Tiger and Bunny. I land, I push the little button, which makes my costume fold up and disappear, and I pull out the mask and put it on.
There you go. All right, so you go into Softies. It's 2 in the afternoon. The business has slowed down a little bit. They're really popular for lunch. This will be catching the tail end of the lunch crowd. There's still a few people in there. They sell an excellent coffee. They've got some of the best liquid lunches in town. They have a reasonable salad bar. Mm-hmm. It's one of these yuppie upscale establishments. Lots of brass and glass and lots of pretty waitresses.
Yeah, so I pull out my phone and I bring up the video and I find the picture that basically shows the best shot of the guy's face. Look at the maitre d' and whoever, or the waitress who's, or the hostess, or whoever's in charge.
Sure, you got the little podium where the waitress is there, waiting to take you to a table.
Have you seen these people?
Alright, so you're wearing the downstated, but you still have the mask on, so you're still the cape, but you're downstated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't want to shove in the full Monty and scary one. I'm just there, you know. It more like, you know, not so showy.
Right. She gets a little giddy. It's like, it's the cape. Hey, do you know Mr. E? She has her little fan cards out too, and she's got a little Mr. E card.
If I had laser eyes, they would be missing it.
Yeah, I know him. Do you know these guys?
Oh, the regulars.
What, they were here early today?
Yeah.
Where were they sitting?
Normal booth. Here, it's free now. Let me take you over. Pulls up a menu. Takes you over. It's one of these, like, half-circular booths that's got a, you know, little round table in the middle. And, she says, Christine's the usual waitress, but she's already gotten off the clock now. But here's where they're sitting. Have a seat.
Put the phone away. Christine, what's your last name?
I don't know. We just call her Christine. Boss might know, here, have a seat. Have a coffee on me, and I'll go get the
boss. I walk past her. I'm going to where I think the manager's office is.
You rush past her. She's
no, huff. I'm not rushing past her. I'm just going to walk right past her. You know?
Yeah. Bet Mr. E has better manners.
Bitch.
So I walk over to the manager's office, just open the door and walk in.
All right, manager's on the phone. He's got like a bourbon bottle out. He looks like he's gone halfway through it. There's a little shot glass on the gun. He's obviously drunk, and he seems to be having a little spat on the phone. It's like, no, I'm not picking up the damn eggs on my way home. No, I don't know when I'm coming home.
Cell phone or old-fashioned telephone?
Old-fashioned telephone.
Finger goes out, click. Christine.
Hey, buddy,
Christine, where does she live?
All right, give me a dice pool here with the menace mastering.
Okay, so what people skills? I'll think that actually has a negative.
That's a negative modifier. Okay.
Let me try to roll first slash roll. All right, so 1d4 plus C. Really, nothing there in my power set to use. I really can't see anything in there. I'm not trying to blast him or beat him up or.
Don't forget Menace Master.
Yeah, that, no, I'm going to do Menace Master. That's definitely. Yeah.
And you've got power points in your pool. If you wanted to, you could push a pool by just, spinning a power point to add a D6 if you wanted to.
Sure.
Or you can save it and just keep more of your dice for your total, up to you as to how you want to do it. If you want to add the D6, you do have to do it before you roll the pool.
Yeah. So, but I definitely get a D8. So 1d8. I'm not sure what this guy's get for dice, but, I think I actually will spend one. I'll take care of that myself. And
your solo. Don't forget your solo die.
Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. 1d8.
And, the other thing you can do is, you can do a scene aspect. Usually, you know, I'll put things down, but I did describe the guy as being drunk.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to take that as the distinction, you can have a D6 by taking advantage of him being drunk. So that's something,
sure.
You know, using cues as to how I describe a scene, you can say, hey, could there possibly be this distinction on the scene? And then you can add it in if I agree.
So I'll do that. So I'm looking at 1d10, 1d4, 1d8, 1d6, 1d6.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah. So yeah. Ooh, and you get hit.
Oh, I'll give you a PowerPoint back, and I will take a D6 into the Doom Pool.
Yeah, and I'm gonna. It's gonna. I want to intimidate this guy, so it's gonna be a. It's gonna be a 10 and a D6 for the effect die.
Okay. And here's his roll. A 4 and a 1. Okay. If you wanted to, since you have power points, you can turn that 1 into various things, but honestly, I don't think there's a lot you can take advantage of at this minute. So one thing you could do is, for instance, you could spend a power point to, create an asset on the scene, but I'm not really sure what you would do. Right. Okay. So, you definitely, beat his total. And what did you take as an effect die?
A D6, so.
D6? Sure. Yeah, he's an average slob. D4s. D6 is if they're particularly good, so D6 is enough to throw him over, and, he breaks like a, he breaks like a hard noodle there, and he's like, Christine, he starts rifling through his files, and, he's going through the employee, folders, and he pulls out a folder and says, here you are, Mr. Cape.
Okay, what's your name? Christine?
Sullivan. She's got basically her bio there. She's been working here for about 4 years, lives in a little brownstone, in the middle of the city.
All right. So yeah, I'm looking at this and going, get her address. You know what? You're lucky today, punk. Forward up after you get the address copied and walk out. I pull up the phone, do a speed dial. Ring, 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 ring. Mr. E, how'd you like to go on a date?
So, Mr. E gets a call on his phone as you and the animal are heading downtown, so you haven't quite gotten there yet, and so you get a call on your phone there.
Yeah, I don't think I recognize the number, do I?
Oh, sure you do. Yeah,
yeah, you do. You have a special dial for it. It's, you know, the Radio Shack jingle.
yeah, sort of mandatory. let it ring twice and then pick it up. Was I in a car or am I still?
Oh, you guys have cars. Yeah.
Yeah. The magical car.
Then I say, Mr. E, you want a date?
Anytime, but I don't think you're talking about the fun one.
No, I found someone
that may have spiked, may have given them the Mickey Finn. And it's a girl. And, well, while I may be suave and dashing, I'm not that suave and dashing.
Yeah, you called the right guy.
I'll just text him the information.
Mm-hmm. All right. And to bring Speedball back into it, Speedball, you just turned away from your favorite coffee cart on the outside, got it extra hot.
And then you see the Kate come walking out and sit in civvy dress, talking on the phone.
Yep. And you see Mr. E and Anvil pull up in their oh-so-classy car. I think Mr. E probably drives one of the, classic 50s cars, the white wall tires.
That would make sense. Yeah. It's always shiny and in perfect shape.
Exactly. So, Speedball.
Except that it's the 50s styling, 50s styled car. It's actually a modern car, but done in 50s style. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you see everyone else congregating across at this kind of bistro in the corner there, Speedball.
Speedball will get on his moped and drive over there.
Occasionally he gets bored and he pushes the moped because he goes faster that way.
He has science, so he's rigged it up to go faster than normal.
There you go.
Unfortunately, right. He's not very good at controlling it.
So you guys are all collected again out front of Salvi's there, and it's getting around 3 o'clock in the afternoon now.
I relay the information that, you know, the guys were served by this Christine and all that good stuff, and then I asked the manager, and he gave me this information.
You see a clothes sign from a tentative waitress who's pulling down the shutters. They've turned over the clothes sign, and you hear the click as they're locking the door behind you.
Like I said, what people skills. So I think we need to check them out. Check this girl out and find out if she's, you know, also under control or is she like some sort of evil mastermind.
Everyone take a drink.
Right. Okay.
So, you guys are we going to head on? Is there room in the car?
Sure, it's a big car. Mm-hmm. Even with the anvil in there.
It's got a four-person...
It rides really low on my side of the car.
It's got a four-body trunk, so yeah, it's pretty, you know. So, I'll just hop in the... I don't even open the doors up. I figure it's a convertible. So I'm just leaping over the side and settling in the back seat and put my feet up and say, let's go. And, of course, nothing happens. Of course, everyone's going, what?
Yeah, the address that you got for Christine is not too far away. It's about, you know, 5 or 6 blocks or so. It's in the middle tier of the city, so it's a good neighborhood. You guys take off that way, and it's on a row where there's a whole bunch of little townhouse brownstones, and there's apartments in the bottom floor, apartments in the top floor. When you get to the address of her particular building, you notice that there are an awful lot of for rent signs out in the block that she's on.
Interesting.
did we lose someone? Or?
No, I think everyone's there. Yeah. The other thing you notice is there. Oh, what just happened? Oh, the Monkey Con site timed out. You also notice that there are a lot of lost. Have you seen my cat or have you seen my dog? Signs on a lot of the light poles.
Hmm. Well, we're not looking for lost animals.
It'll be the next TV show that I'm making.
You can tell it's a fairly well-to-do neighborhood as they're like, lost, Tufty, $500 reward, no questions asked.
So, Mystery, are you going to go up and talk to Christine?
That seems to be the time, yeah.
So are you going to do it in full Monty, or are you going to go to civilian drag?
Oh, it's all the same to Mr. E, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. No, I imagine civilian draggings actually see the Calvin Klein t-shirt and underwear sticking out.
He may only wear the top hat while crime fighting. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just having a look at the picture you gave me of the fabulous Mr. E. So I have this dapper suit, perfect hair. Yeah, tie is good. And with great confidence, I leave the car and wave at you nonchalantly and then take a few strides and go up to that, what is it?
Christine Sullivan's house.
Yeah, it's a regular-sized house.
Yep, it's got it's a townhouse where there's a set of apartments on the bottom floor and a set on the top floor, and you've got kind of like this foyer that you go into, and you can there's a stairway to go up or down to either side, and you can see that she supposedly has the bottom floor as her mailbox has the B address instead of the A address on it.
All right.
You do notice, looking at the mailbox, that the A address, the person that lives above her, there's no name in the mailbox. There's no, like, little name placard on the outside.
Are there other names missing?
Well, in her particular building, there's only two apartments per building. But as I was saying, as you were driving up this way, you saw lots of for rent and for sale signs out in the lawns of the other buildings around her. Her name's there on the mailbox.
Interesting.
What should I do?
I said, push the buzzer and ask to come in.
Okay. I'll use my own phone now to just leave a text message to my three friends and say, in the unlikely event that I'm not back with information in half an hour to an hour. Yeah.
I text back, you sure not 10 minutes or 5 or 5?
Should be enough.
Speedball, you do it in 5 seconds.
Oh, easy.
Yes, he could get a date.
His date might even know she was a date. Anywho, so yeah.
All right, yeah. So
okay, press the buzzer.
Okay. You press the buzzer, and there's no answer.
I'll try a second time, wait a few seconds.
Mm-hmm. Still no answer? Yeah, I mean, you can hear it from the stairwell. You can hear it buzzing down there, but no one's answering.
Ah, good.
You can become entangled.
Is there another door blocking entrance to the staircase?
No. You can walk right on down.
And remember, you can be intangible, so you can probably walk right through the wall if you need to.
Mm-hmm. You brought up senses before. I was going to try to just listen for anything in the hallway, but I think...
Well, if you're kind of taking some attention, if you're paying attention to the hallway, you don't really hear anything, but you smell something. It smells something like something that's been left to rot for several days.
Oh, dear.
Left to rot. I really hope that's only food somewhere. Nothing but a strange stench. I'm going to try for a power. Mm-hmm. I don't have invisibility. I have intangibility.
Right, yep.
It allows me to glide through walls. Yeah, I want to use that.
Okay. If you're trying to do something where there's not really anyone resisting you or there's not really any detriment to failing, it just kind of happens. So, yeah, you can, just pass your head through a wall or just walk through. And, of course, while you're intangible, you can't really smell. So you walk through and it's dark inside, but there's still some sunlight coming through some windows so that you can see that it's a nice-looking house, but there's signs of something happening. She's got this nice leather couch that's got lots of rips in it. Some of the stuffing is kind of laying around the floor. You can see in the kitchen, it's a real mess in the kitchen. There are several cutting boards that are laid out, and you see some... What you guess were some of those dearly lost pets on the wanted signs out front. And they look like someone had been doing a dissection lab in here. The pets are laying out on the boards with a little pin stuck into them. They've been cut open, and it seems like they've been left here for quite a while.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so you want to share this with your friends so that the crime master can come in and do a little investigation.
Lots of pets. The pets would be dogs, cats, hamsters. Yes.
Dogs and cats. That's what you're seeing. Nothing else.
Living together.
Typical pets. Oh, well. Can I see fingerprints?
Oh, not without actually becoming tangible and then, you know, trying to do some crime scene snooping, things like that.
Yeah, but I didn't see, like, obvious big fingerprints, like somebody having...
Oh, like bloody fingerprints and stuff?
And their fingers.
No, not really. The place looks like it's a mess, but other than the corpses of the pets in the kitchen, there's not really... any signs of anything else. There's certainly no one here, living in here right now. You don't see any human bodies anywhere or anything. It's a one bedroom. You know, there's a sizable bathroom. There's one main bedroom and a very large living room. She likes books. You notice her bedroom has several bookcases in it. And she seems to have had a fondness for occult studies.
You sent the right person in. So I have a question. Does his phone still work when he's intangible?
No.
Oh. Sure.
With your mystic master ability there. She's got like a mishmash of books on the occult. A lot of them are just like new age crap. You know, like the teenage witches love spells and stuff like that. But here and there in her collection, there's some older books that do have some real occult significance in them.
Might have a real application.
Yes. Few and far between, but there are some on the shelves. Also noticed that there are several books that look like they're missing, where there's like holes in the shelves, where the shelves are mostly packed full, but you can tell where there's a few places where books have been removed.
Hmm. Interesting also. Quite interesting. By any chance have I heard or read about, a tradition or a school of mystics, occultists, anything who like to use animal sacrifice or
there's a few cults that you've heard of that do animal sacrifice. Some of them have to do with like divination or being able to foretell the future. Some of them have to do with summoning reaching out to the beyond, to greater intellects out there. while you're in there, Mr. E, though, inside, you know, a good 15 minutes or so have passed. You guys are out front of the brownstone. Is there anything that you want to do?
Well, I sent my fifth text to him. I haven't got a reply back.
Yeah, no replies.
I'm either thinking...
tangible again, you know?
Okay.
Once I approach the bookcase, maybe
all right, well, then your phone starts lighting up with texts.
What people skills?
Basically, what's going on? What's going on? Are you there?
So needy.
I don't text back, you know, I just call him and start talking right away. I'm on the inside. She's not there. No one has lived here in a while. The kitchen is a mess and, found a lot of cut up dead pets.
Okay. I surprised Speedball by being up down those stairs and picking that lock quicker than anyone can actually think about and getting inside a building.
Yep. Picking locks is something a criminal mastermind would know. I will also say that while you're picking the lock there, while there isn't signs of the lock being tampered with, you find a lot of scratches around the door edge. Like someone was groping for the doorknob and not having a lot of success. They're like deep gouges around the wood.
Yeah, I'm eyeing those warily as I busy pick the lock.
They look like they've been painted over.
Then I stop for a second. I sit back, reach down, hit the button, and now I'm in full Monty. I'm going in. I'm, you know, just in case. Besides, that costume has a gas mask, so that comes up because I smell it out here.
Yeah, once the door opens, you can really smell the reek of the...
The gas mask is going on at that point. All right.
Anvil, Speedball, you guys doing anything?
The anvil's getting out of the car. It suddenly rises back up to the normal height.
The squeak of relief as the car levels.
It's going to need new shocks again. But no, he's going to... Go ahead.
I figured by this time, they actually have heavier shocks than that side of the car anyway.
True. And going to follow up.
All right. Yeah, same thing. When you get closer, you also notice the smell. It's pretty bad. Speedball, what are you up to? Are you still with us, Joshua?
Yes. Speedball is jogging in place, waiting to get inside.
All right, guys. So you're, you all meet inside. As I've described to Mr. E, a few more things that you will pick out as you start poking around is that, her closet, there's, evidently some clothing missing, just because there, once again, there's gaps in the wardrobe where everything else is kind of neat and packed. And then you've got obviously some things missing.
Yeah. This actually calls for the criminal mastermind to sit down and do a CSI on this sucker. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to
do a little crime scene investigation. Sure.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead and put together a pool there for me.
Analytical mind. I'm going to actually do this as a team event. So I'm not going to get a great die for that. But you know, everyone's here. I can use multiple hands. Mm-hmm. So 1d6 for my bio or whatever the distinction or whatever fifth term for that one. Analytical mind. So I get d8. Let's see. Enhanced senses. Definitely get a D8 for that. Let's see. Any limitations? No. Crime Master. And that's a, what, 2D8?
It's either a D8 or 2D6.
No.
You're a master. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
A master is a D10 or 2D8 or 3D6.
Let's put that to 2D8. So plus 2D8. Yeah, 2d8 at 1. Okay, this tries again. Okay, 1d8 for that, and then that's 1d8 plus 1d8.
While you're getting your pool together, Speedball, since you're kind of the you're the fastest, you were kind of waiting for everyone else to go through. You notice the news vans were following you, and they're starting to set up outside.
All right, here's the roll. Speedball. Ooh, not bad. Oh, go ahead, Speedball does what?
Speedball is starting to go outside.
So I have a 9, and I'm using a D8 for my special effect.
Okay, you got a 9. Okay, rolling the Doom Pool. Let's see. I'm going to beat your 9. I'm going to go with an 11.
And I can't spend anything after the fact to bump it.
No, after the fact you can't, not once I've rolled anyway.
Have gotten a 12 there with a 7 and a 5?
Oh, you're right. That's 12. You're right.
Yeah, we can do that. That's fine.
I was going to do this. I don't know why I said 9. I'm sorry.
And what effect die are you using?
Still using a D8.
D8, okay. All right, sure. Okay, so what your forensic analysis tells you there is, Chick be some crazy kind of crazy. you actually do find the book on, taxidermy, and you find some medical books there that, not only were referenced, but apparently she wasn't too tidy as she left blood streaks in them as she was referencing them, and cutting up the cats and dogs. You also notice that there are some organs that have been removed, mostly the hearts have been removed. You even find, an industrial package of Ziploc baggies in the kitchen where, has some telltale blood streaks on them. You also find the set of occult books and all. The place wasn't raided or anything. You're not exactly sure why the couch is ripped up, although they look like similar gashes as you saw on the door. Looks like something maybe, had been sitting on the couch and had gashed it up a little bit. And yes, the clothing going missing. You think that she's gone somewhere, and she wasn't rushed about it.
Was there a computer?
There's no computer.
Oh.
No. Although, checking on your cell phone, there was definitely wireless in the house, but there's no computer.
She took her computer with her. And no cell phone left behind? No, of course not.
No.
And
she left a lot of valuables behind, so you kind of get the idea that she was intending to come back.
Wait a second. I go out to the door, up to the mailbox.
Yes, as you go out the door, the news crews are setting up, Speedball's going out.
This is why intercept. I'm in full costume.
Yes.
I turn to the cameras. I'm doing this because there's a crime happening. Therefore, I am violating the sanctity of the mailbox. Pry bar, crack open.
Yes. What would you say? Crime happening? Yes, the billboards everywhere have, like, Speedball and the Cape, plus 100, first on the scene. All right. So you're violating government property by plopping open a mailbox.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, I'm at least justifying it.
All right. Sure. She's got some mail in there. She may have been the winner in the publisher clearinghouse, apparently.
I'm looking for bills to see if she has any bills, like, for, you know, or credit card receipts or anything like that.
Ah, yes. She has a cell phone bill. She's got her wireless bill in there. She's got some correspondence. There's a personal letter in there.
Cell phone bill?
Yeah.
I can use that because it has her cell phone number, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
I can triangulate her cell phone. I'll make a device to triangulate her cell phone and see where she is.
But yeah, that's what's in there. Looks like it's a couple of days worth, judging by, you know, the consecutive postmarks on there. It's about 3 days worth.
Yep. And I'm basically putting out an evidence bag and bagging it. Mm-hmm. You know, that way if she turns out innocent, she can get her mail back. Mm-hmm. You know, seal it. And then I look around, look at the camera crew.
Well, Speedball, what are you saying to the camera crew as you walked out to them?
Hello, we are very busy investigating stuff.
So yeah, I'm gonna whip out my my little kit and I'm gonna build a quickie cell phone triangulator. So that's another. You know, so analytical. So this one I'm doing myself.
All right, yeah. Go ahead, build your pool while you're doing that. Mr. E and Anvil, are you doing anything else inside of the house? You know, you've got a little crowd out there. There's no reporter this time. It's just cameramen filming what's going on.
Mostly just going to be mugging a little for the cameras, chatting a bit about just about anything that I can BS to try and go, oh yes, we're doing very important things in here, and we've discovered that...
You hear some murmuring from one of the cameramen saying, did they get a warrant? Can they do this?
Shut up.
Well, we didn't break and enter, actually, because of the fact that Mr. E actually entered without breaking anything. You might want to look into that later.
It is all in the name of justice.
And try to get him a few point deductions. He's doing too well.
Yes, there's some murmuring over the Cape's destruction of federal property. How'd you do on your role there?
I have solo a D10, analytical mind D8. I'm going to say enhanced senses. So they're D8, and I'm taking a science expert, but I'm taking it as a D8.
Okay.
Woo!
Wow. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, 14 and a D8 for effect.
14 and a D8 for effect, okay.
And I have a device that goes bing.
Okay, so your total effect was 14?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Ooh!
Yep, I got a 15 and a D6. You make your gear. It does, in fact, go ping.
But it doesn't ping. It doesn't show me where she is. It, you know, yeah.
Well, it seems to be working. You just think that maybe you got to get closer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I go through more cell phones this way. So
you're pretty sure that your science was sound. She's just not close enough for it to pick up her signal.
All right.
Or she might have her phone
off. Can I use my science to create a boosting gadget?
Nice.
That increases range.
There you go. And that sounds like a buddy effort there, if you want to use a buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I hug him. Buddy.
Don't hug me. But you ever heard of personal space?
All right. So that's... I'm doing buddy, so it's a D10.
Oh, you're the buddy person.
Yes, I'm the buddy person. He's going to get the parts by taking off one of his shoes, one of his Nike shoes. And it's one of the new ones that has those little, electronic pedometer thingies in it.
Oh, wow. And you can use your ability to hear radio waves to tune it properly.
Yes. I'm using my
using your power of senses, yes.
Power set, my Nike distinction.
Ding.
And my science speciality.
All right.
And with a little bit of luck, I may get my milestone.
Yes.
And...
going for milestones now. That's good.
Mm. Yeah, so far I haven't been able to intimidate a villain. They all pass out.
You intimidated a civilian, which doesn't count.
Yeah. And so far I'm finding things to find villains, not stopping them.
Yes.
What size die do I add for a distinction?
A D8.
D8. Okay. Is D6 of senses?
Yes, one thing I don't like about Roll20 is having to type it all this in instead of there being some kind of dice pool maker that you can just drag all the dice on and roll them.
Or just click.
I really wish they'd do.
Or just click.
Yeah. Yep.
And what is it for a specialty?
It depends. Are you expert or a master?
Expert.
Okay, it's either a D8 or 2D6. Actually, you can click. On the little floating tab on the right, there is a die roller where it's got all the basic dice that you can just...
Oh, wow!
But it doesn't put it on one line. It makes it, you know, it goes, you know, it does one after another.
Okay.
All right, so pick 2 as your total, and then 1 more is your effect die.
Those are altogether pretty terrible rolls. Okay, well, I'm taking 2 4s to make 2 6s, D6s, which gives me a total of 8, and I'll be choosing the D10 and the D8 as my effect dice.
Okay. Yeah, they're still going to get a 10, so they're still going to defeat that. But I'm going to say between the two of you, you get something that's workable, and it does extend the range a little bit, but you're going to have to do some driving. Either she's got her cell phone off, or she's, like, way out of the area.
Driving, I pull my swing line out. Off I go.
Oh, except for Speedball has the other half of your of your equipment there.
I grab onto his leg and get pulled along.
All right. Anvil and Mr. E. These two seem to have just fled off.
Woo.
One of the reporters looks over to you, Anvil, and says, "You ever get tired of that?"
Always.
Yes, you can easily follow them in the car, though.
I'm chasing after them, yeah.
Yeah.
Swing and, holding up, quit squirming so much, I'll drop you.
All right, so you guys are swinging and driving around town trying to pick up a better signal. And on the outskirts of town, you're just out of, you're starting to get out into suburbia, the very edges of Sternbild, the city. When you start at the very edge of your equipment's range, you start picking up a beep and you're able to start homing in on a signal. It's taking you pretty far outside of the city. I mean, you're still within the city's limits, but you're getting out into some of the countryside now.
At the appropriate point, I will hit the swing line and swing down so we land in the backseat of the car.
There you go. As you ran out of building to adhere to. Yeah.
Go that way.
All right, so yes, you're able to triangulate after a bit. You got a good strong signal. It's pointing you to one of the abandoned farmhouses. Used to be a dairy farm, actually.
Oh, I got a bad feeling about this.
Been closed down for a while since big pharma and the big corporate milking facilities took over. These little farms didn't do so well. They've pretty much all been abandoned. This one looks like someone's taken a little bit of care for it, as it's not completely collapsed. It's got a grain silo, and it's still got a barn there.
Speedball, you're fast. Why don't you go in there and see what's happening?
Running.
Gonna take a zip through. All right, well, yeah. If you run through there, the barn is, it's disused, but it's still standing. There's really nothing in it. There's some, long since molded up hay bales still around. The grain silo, the roof is collapsed. It's pretty much nothing in there. You do notice in the barn, though, that it looks like, there's been something through here. Actually, it looks like there's been a group of people through here at some point in time. There's several footprints on the ground. There's some kind of drag marks, going through the barn. And this is just kind of a quick look as you run all through everything.
He says, running very fast, stroking his sorry teenage excuse for a beard.
And of course, as he streaks through, he's destroying all the evidence, but yeah.
Actually, since you have the radio senses, you can kind of get an idea of kind of spatial relations by doing your little sonar thingy as you're going through there. There's a big opening beneath the barn. Like, you can tell that there's a hollow spot beneath the barn.
Okay. I will relay this. There is a hollow spot. I'm sure we have some kind of headset.
Yeah, you got the cell phones or the Bluetooth headsets.
Yeah.
We've got a hollow thing underneath the floor, probably a secret room or something.
Got you.
Should I charge in and check it out?
Sure.
Anvil, open it.
I'll charge in and check it out.
All right. Do you want to look for the entrance? Or are you just going to break up the floor and make an entrance?
I'm going to break up the floor and make an entrance. I have been talked into a rash action.
Wait a second, wait a second. I look and see. Is the helicopter following us now?
No. But you do see some dust clouds up on the road. Looks like some news vans are following you out.
Wait,
they're not
second.
Here yet, though.
We want to make this look good.
There.
So as the news vans pull up, I stand up and this whip my cape around so the Radio Shack R is very visible. Anvil! Smash!
And do smash.
And Anvil's strength rating is what, superhuman?
Yes.
Yes, oh yeah. Yeah, you make quick work of it. It's basically rotted out floorboards and you just, power through it and you make a big hole in the floor. And sure enough, it looks like, it was a root cellar, that's been extended out. And, the odd thing about it all is at the very bottom of the root cellar, there's a very new shiny steel door, with what looks like a very impressive lock on the outside. And so you've kind of unearthed this.
I will go down by opening the trap door, even though the rest of the floor is being completely destroyed.
I just walk over and drop down, you know, using my cape as a drag this so I don't hit the ground far too hard.
All right. Okay. Anvil, and rest of you guys are down there, and go ahead.
And Mr. E, are you following us?
I'm following you.
Oh, yes.
There's a piece of chocolate in my mouth.
Are you showing the brand name to the cameras? Hershey's.
Maybe you can walk
through here, or should I bust through?
Intangible, right?
Yeah.
All right. You want to try and go intangible? Sure. Mr. E kind of fades out and gets a little smoky outline of himself. And as you go and try and put your form through the door, it's, you know, you've literally just walked into a door. It stops you. Your mystical
kind of door.
Yes, your mystical senses tell you that there's a ward on this door. There is a mystical ward on this door. It's keeping you out in this form.
Is it only keeping me out?
You think it's because you're, you know, this is kind of like a, your astral body, if you will. It's key to keep out things, that are mystical in nature. You think if you just opened the door and went through physically, you'd be fine, but yeah, you're not able to use your intangible power here.
Oh, I get that. I become my normal solid self again.
Okay.
Then we can see much better because that's when all the cameras show up and they're standing over filming down there with the lights
on. They've set lights up. Yeah, they've got the big lights set up so that you're all spotlit in front of this door.
So, Kate, do you want to make the entry or should I?
Let's see. It'll take me about 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes to get to that lock. It'll take you, what, 5 seconds?
If I'm lucky enough, yeah.
Go for it.
All right,
Anvil.
I'm going to try and bust through the door.
Yes, put me together a pool, as this is a very stout door.
All right. Going for the solo action, it looks like. Or can I count this as working with people?
Yeah, they can give you pointers.
All right. Then I'm working as a team, which is my best stat.
Mm-hmm. I'm going for... Yeah, you got you have a bunch of science experts helping you where to hit properly just right.
Exactly. I'm going to tap into my anger management issues.
Oh!
Yes. And my superhuman strength.
There you go.
I'm going to... Yeah, my character does it a lot. I'm going to berserk.
No.
So I'm taking one of those D8s from the Doom Pool.
Oh, no.
Hit the fulcrum. The process. Then I'm also going to be, let's see. Not sure if combat expert would really apply. Not really menace or psych expert, so no specialty applies effectively to this. So that makes it a D10, a D10, a D8, a D8.
Ouch!
All right. And I've got plot points to spare just in case. Let's see what happens. All right. So I'm going to... Let's see. Yeah, it looks like it's a 15 with a D10 effect.
Okay. And that D8 comes back to my pull and now becomes a D10.
Yep.
So you're rolling against the pool here. And blam! Oh, yeah, no problem. If you want to turn that in, that one, if you want to spend a plot point to make an aspect here, like you could have one of those doors around as a nice battering object. It seems like it's really nice, thick steel. You actually had to grunt a little to pull it out.
Yeah.
If you want to make an asset. Okay.
Making that an asset.
All right. It steps up, so it's a D8 asset.
All right. And that'll cost me one of my two plot points there.
All right, you've opened it up, and inside there's a kind of a waft of smoke that comes up, and the smoke is kind of a sickly sweet kind of smell, like some kind of a burning incense of some sort. And you guys hear chanting inside.
Yeah, the gas mask goes on again, though it may not help.
It's dark. You guys can't really see any light down in there.
They can't see anything down there. I'm in full Monty right now. I have night vision. I have enhanced senses.
Yep. Speedball can use his radio sense.
Can I say that he does it like a bat?
Yeah.
Except that in his case, it's not a sound above human hearing. So every now and then he goes, ah, ah.
Sweet.
Or he goes, Nike, Nike.
All right, so two of you will be able to navigate, all right, Mr. E and Anvil?
That sounds like it'd be a minor cantrip for Mr. E to turn, you know, make a little ball light or something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of what sorcery is for, is you can kind of, ow, sorry, one of my cats hit me. You can make items and such, so like you can conjure up something. Or I had to describe the news crew as setting up a whole bunch of really bright light poles up there as well. If Mr. E wants to just do some sorcery, you can just, you know, you can have a little light ball follow you around. That's fine. You don't even have to roll for that.
Yeah, a ball of light sounds right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, there you go, then. You've got your light problem.
I have both hands free.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we go in.
As you guys go through the threshold, you hear a little whirring behind you. The news group have deployed their little portable news camera that's on. It's got little tank treads. It's about, you know, a couple feet high. Just kind of following behind you.
I actually had one of those little hover drones.
No, the better news agencies has these. Unfortunately, these guys can only afford the tank drones.
Oh, so of course, in this case, there's a cable going off the back.
Yes,
end of it.
Exactly. So you guys start marching off into the near darkness. You have a little ball of light following behind you, and it's got a very steep decline that goes very quickly into a steel ladder that's been. It's a cave complex down here. Where the steel doors had been shut up around the front. From this side of it, in the light, you can actually see that there's a whole bunch of odd arcane scratchings in the door frame on this side of it. And Mr. E, you can tell this is what was kind of repelling you earlier. Someone had put up this kind of mystical blocking thing. So there's an iron ladder that's been bolted onto the side of, this cliff as it goes down very deep. Into a canyon.
Let's find out how deep it is. Attach the swing line.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's a couple stories down. Yeah, the chanting and the kind of sweet smell is getting a little thicker in the air. The chanting's getting louder.
I guess I gather this speedball just zips down. You know,
he runs down the wall.
Yeah, there you go.
I could charge.
No.
Yeah, Mr. E can easily levitate down, and heck, Anvil can probably just drop.
Thud.
Either way, you guys.
I was thinking with my magical constructs, I could make, Sort of a spiral...
staircase?
A little spiral escalator?
No, a spiral slide.
Yeah.
A slide, yeah.
There you go.
There we are.
Yeah, Whee! Yeah, he's got to do it with panache because you've got this camera following along behind you.
Yeah.
Which, of course, stops dead at the ladder going, oh, crap.
No, no, it just drops off the edge. It hits the bottom. It rights itself. So you're at the bottom of this this kind of steep canyon. The echoes are stronger down here. So it's a little bit disorienting as the chanting is much louder, but it's kind of hard to tell which direction it's coming from as the sounds are kind of just bouncing off the canyon walls.
Mm-hmm.
It could be it's like an east-west passage. It could be either way.
Okay. Well, I got my night vision looking to see if I can see anything.
All right. Yeah, sure. There's actually lots of signs in the soft ground where there's been several people moving through towards the west. The east doesn't look like it's had much movement at all.
We follow the footprints.
All right.
Heading on forward.
Chanting's getting louder, and the passageway up ahead, you start seeing some flickering light. You're still, you know, outside of the range of the light, but you can see that there's some light. There's some shadow moving, and there's definitely the chanting's much louder now. Start making out individual voices. Seems like there's a mix of both male and female. They sound strangely guttural, though.
Are they all sky-clad?
You don't see them yet. All you're seeing is like the shadows playing off of from like torchlight.
Well, I'm moving forward. You know, nothing faces the dark cape.
Mr. The Cape, are you trying to be sneaky about it?
Of course I am.
All right. Well, give me a sneaky type of roll. What are the rest of you guys doing? You gonna foil his sneakiness by, you know, just staying real close to him with all the flashy lights?
Yeah. So, do I get to be solo with this, or do I get to be a team with this?
That's the question. What are the rest of you guys doing?
I wouldn't be helping him. I would be quite the opposite if I was doing anything.
I will be hindering him by my method of...
Yes, the echoing.
So, buddy, or is it going to be team?
No, you can take it as a solo, but since someone is doing something to kind of, make it difficult for you, add a D4 into your pool.
All right. I'll do that right now. Can I forget? So D4.
And I'm going to give you
I'm going to take heavy breather, but not as a good thing. So another D4.
What could possibly go wrong?
My enhanced senses to allow me to sneak up. So that's a D8. Mm-hmm. And let's see, crime master, because I'm sneaky up on criminals. So no D. That's going to be either a D10 or a D or a 2D8, right?
Or 3D6.
3D6. I'll take it's 2D8.
Mm-hmm.
Spread the not that way, stupid. D8 plus D8. All right, let's see what happens. Ooh, not bad. Yeah, I'm going to take an 18 and a D8 for effect dice.
All right. And they've got some watchers looking out for you. Let's see how they do here. All right. So it looks like the best I can put together is a 13. So you're going to beat them. So, okay. Yeah, you successfully made your sneak in. And what did you take as an effect die?
D8.
D8. All right. You can basically put that as a tag on them as a complication. So maybe they are distracted by the loud chanting, you know, and it's giving you some cover.
That sounds good. So what do I see?
Okay. The woman that you, you know is the waitress because you've got pictures of her inside of the little manila envelope you got is in the buff, is sky clad. She's in the middle of the circle and, she's sitting cross legged and she's holding some, a large brass bowl that looks like it's filled with some kind of very disturbing liquid similar to probably blood. there are several people around her dressed in like business casual or business suit and tie. They're all got, they've all got the claws and fangs though, and they're kind of shuffling from right to left on their feet and rhythmically chanting along as she mouths these words. And she's sitting in the middle of, like a pentagram.
Okay. I'm going to just say incredibly stupid because I have no knowledge of what I'm doing. Swing line out. I'm going to swing across and take the bowl off her hand.
Ooh, okay. I guess. All right. Well, since you were up front and no one else was hindering you physically, Speedball was hindering you with his sounding. I'll go ahead and I will give initiative to you.
All right.
And you can start the scene.
I'll be solo. Ooh. Can I make a case for what people skills for my distinction? Probably not. Oh no, that's right. I'm using my swing line made by Radio Shack.
There you go.
You always do that one.
Yep. Or analytical mind at times.
Yep. And the swing line's the D6. I said I'm going to use that, so it's only a plus D6. One D6. Come on, green type today. let's see. No focus. Do I want to get extra? No, I got plenty of PowerPoint, so I'm going to take this as Menace Expert. Mm-hmm. And take that as a D8.
You're going to be dark and foreboding as you swing in.
Mm-hmm. Now you said I can spend a PowerPoint for an extra D6.
Yeah. Or you can define something that is a power stunt and bump it up to a D8. If you could explain how some stunt you do with your power, like you're using your swing line, that's the power you're using to do this. Mm-hmm. If you can think of something extra spiffy, it does neat.
Yeah.
You could bump it up to a D8 if you can describe something, how the swing line works a little differently in this case for you. Some new function it has.
Okay, well, one thing I'm going to do is I'm actually going to spend one and add my enhanced strength gun, because I'm figuring I'm going to need to yank that thing out of her hands, and God knows how strong she is. That's another D8. All right. Can I make my swing line better? How can I make my swing line better? Oh, it has a handy belt attachment. Once I have it attached to my belt, I can then use both hands.
There you go. Sure. Yeah, you can take that as a D8 for a stunt.
So I still have the D6 for the swing line, right?
But yes.
Yes,
and then you spend a plot point for the stunt to add an extra D8.
Yep, and got to put ones in front of those before I tried rolling them. Mm-hmm. And I'll take another point out. There you go. I have two left because I probably need those. And let's see what I get. Ba-doom. Whoa.
Oh, you got a one in there. Yeah. I'm going to give you a plot point, and I'm going to take an extra D6 into my pool.
Yeah, but I'm going to take it. I want the high point, so I'm going to take a 12, and I'll use a D8 for effect.
Okay, so 12 is your total?
Yep, and a D8 for effect.
Okay. Well, I am going to spend the D8 out of my pool as she wants to hold on to this thing here. So I'm going to add an extra D8 into the pool. Get my roll here. Oh, lots of ones in there.
Ooh.
Let's see. I did get a 10, so I'd have a 19.
To my 12.
Yep. So she is going to be able to hang on to it. Did you want to buy any of my ones there with plot points? Some of the things you can do. Let's see real quick here.
I can use effect dice as a counterattack.
That's when she's doing an attack on you.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so what else can I do with that? Okay, so what can I do? What can I do with those D1s?
You can create a stunt asset or resource, and those are stepped up for doing it this way.
And that'll be used next round.
To a D10. Yeah, you'd use it next round.
All right.
It's like you can define once again something else special your line does. Since you failed this, maybe it you have another function that you can do in midair for your next round, and you can take it as a D10 die for
a point. Sure. I'll grab one of those for that.
All right. So just keep note of that. You'll have an extra D10 for your next action.
Okay. And what can I do with the other one? What's the other option with the for the ones besides getting a plot point? So there's two ones. So do I have to buy them both? Or
yeah, you'd have to buy them both.
Okay. So when I get the extra D10, what's the other thing? Other things I can do again?
Do you have any SFX that require an opportunity in my role? Some of the SFX do.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's like the big use for it.
If a pool includes a power set, you may replace two dice of equal size with one die plus one step greater. So yeah, I will.
Well, that doesn't actually have anything to do with my pool. That just means in your pool, if you have multiple D8s or D6s or D10s, you can choose to take one of those away and step up the other one.
Okay.
You can do that anytime you want. That actually doesn't have to be done when I roll a one. You can do that anytime.
Oh, it doesn't require any power points. So yeah, I have no special effects that require power points.
All right. Well, you did get a D8 out of the pool, so I don't want to give out another power point to get it back. Sure. But so you fail, if you want to describe how you fail there.
I swing over and I try grabbing at the bowl and she hangs on, turns out the bowl has handles and she's got a hold of those handles. And I'm just trying to grab the smooth sides. I'm swinging across, trying to pull, but yes, her demonic enhanced strength just yanks out of my hands as I swing away like a big pinata over her head.
All right. You can say who goes next.
Speedball. Because he was there, being annoying.
He will change from saying Nike to saying meow as he smacks into one of them.
So you're gonna hit one of the guys in the crowd, one of the.
I'm not just going to hit the crowd, I'm going to hit him in the crotch.
Well, what I'm saying is you don't have to target just one since you have the area attack.
I'll hit any of them in the crotch.
Yeah, so assemble your pool. And, at the end of it, you can decide, there's gonna be six of them here. So if you're trying to target all six, that may not leave you a lot of dice to assemble both, your target and a number and the effect die. So you might have to say you're only gonna try to hit two or maybe three or four, depending on how many die you end up rolling.
Well, his area attack actually gives him a D6 per.
Oh, per. Yes, right. His is free. His is free. That's right.
Same for anvils.
Yeah.
So go ahead and get anvils going for.
So Speedball, go ahead and assemble a pool there. You can either do team actually. Yeah. Do a team this time instead of, since all of you are kind of here and you're all trying to work together. I would say this is a team moment.
Oh, damn. That is my weakest.
Yep.
So is mine.
I'm a team player.
Yeah.
Can I incorporate hugging the cape in some manner? Turn it into a buddy.
Well, if you and the cape want to do this as a buddy move, like he set it up and you're finishing it off, yeah, I'd allow that. You can call it a buddy.
All right.
Sure.
So you just. Okay, I'd say if you just grabbed the thing, they'd probably all be looking at you, which means none of them would be looking at me.
Yeah.
We just can't have that. So sure. While they're distracted, he would take the opportunity to whack a few of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go out and bitch slap a few of them.
You know, that's something else we could have done earlier with that one that you turned into a stunt die for yourself. You could have also called it an asset die for anyone else to use, is the other thing you could have done. Yeah. So, if you want to do this retroactively, since I didn't bring it up at the time, you could give Speedball that D10 now.
Sure, why not? Why not? Yeah.
And so we'll call that, they're distracted.
Looking at the swinging cape with a big R hanging off to the side.
Mm-hmm. That gives me 3D10.
Oh. Nice. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Plus, attack. How many of them are there?
Four.
I will attack four of them. So that gives me 4d6, I believe.
Yep.
And if I'm being acrobatics master?
Mm-hmm. If you're a master, you can add a d10 or 2d8 or 3d6.
2d8.
Keep in mind when you're attacking extra targets, you don't get an additional D6 for each target. You get an additional 1D6, but then you get to keep more effect dice when you choose your effect dice.
Oh, okay.
Just to let folks know we got...
Yep. This is the big ending scene, so we'll finish it.
Yep.
Hooray, roll 20 is freezing.
You're rolling so many dice.
If it sticks for you, I can just roll it for you.
Yeah, it's stuck right now. It's 3d10, 3d10, 1d6, 1d8, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Wow. They both went at the same time, looks like.
Yeah, it's okay. Just take the better of the two. Can anybody make heads or tails of that? I'm not quite sure what I... Oh, there. If I pull out my chat window, it makes it a little easier to see.
Yeah, make it wider. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of hard because it looks like it actually.
Let me just redo it. So yeah. It's a D10.
Oh, I see what happened. You did 11 D10.
Yeah.
So 3D10, 1D6, 1D8.
8 and a D6, okay. Oh, wow.
What is it?
It's four ones and a four.
Volkswagen.
Well, I'll give you two plot points for that, and I'm going to add two D8s into my...
Farfik Nugent.
What did I roll?
1-1-1-1-4. So you have a total of 5 with a D10 effect, I guess.
Oh dear. Fine. Well, that sucks.
Let's see what the GM. Oh, yeah. He has to see what the GM rolls first.
Yep. Then roll worse. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Actually. Oh wow. Well, no, this is a resistance, so I'm not going to do anything for that. So, yeah, that fails really miserably. If you want to explain what just happened there.
He ran in and thought they were looking the other way. But and even though they were, unfortunately, he slipped on a tiny bit of the blood and smacked face first into one of the walls.
Ow.
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 Okay, who goes next, Speedball?
Next goes, I think the anvil ought to go next.
All right. The anvil is going to charge through the crowd of people in the way with his door battering ram.
Nice.
Because why not?
Yes.
Don't run into me.
He is acting as a team effort.
Watch out for me hanging up here.
He does have anger management effort issues. He definitely has superhuman strength for another D10. This is an area attack, and he's going to go ahead and go for 3 of them. Well, he's going area attack, mm-hmm. And he will also go ahead and berserk. And yes, he's going to use one of those D10s and give you a D12 out of it. And he has combat expert for a D8, as well as a D8 door special advantage. So, 2D10, or sorry, 3D10, 3D8, and a D6.
Youch.
Let's see what this gives me.
Ooh, not bad.
All right. So I think I'm going to go with a 15 result there, and going to throw a D10, a D10... A D8, a D8 as the... Wait, I said 3 targets, so 2 D10s and a D8 as my effects.
Okay, and you have a 15 total?
Yep.
All right, well, I am going to spin that D12 out of the Doom Pool, and I'm going to add that into their roll. Oh, wow, they roll pretty crappy. There's a 1 there if you want to take advantage of it. And a 14 is the best I can come up with target number. But I think what I'm going to do is take... Well, yeah, I might as well, because you'll step it up being 5 over anyway. So I'll take a 9 and a 5 and take that D12 as the effect. Down. Yep.
Let's see.
So I will step down your, I'll step down one of your, effect die, I guess is how it works. No, it steps down all of them one by one. So what are your effect dice again?
It was a D10, D10, D8.
Okay, so D8, D8, D6. So you'll take out 2 of them. D8s are enough for these guys, but one of them is that last one that you can describe it as your door buckles around the last one that continues to stand in front of you.
Yes, and I'm going to go ahead and use the plot point to create, let's see, forget if the stunt or the asset is, or let's see, resource is 1 lower, but it stays around?
Yes.
Okay, so... Let's go ahead and make it a resource. Oh, wait, I already have a resource in the door. So.
Well, no, you've just used it. That was a one shot.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you paid a plot point for it, it just gets to be a one use thing.
Fair enough.
So the door it buckles around that third one and makes it useless. So you can create a new one now if you want.
Pick one of the people up.
Let's go for a. Stunt, I think, is what you can use to help other people.
And the stunts are for yourself. Making an asset is for another person.
Okay, then I'd like to do an asset with my menace expert, basically to put intimidated on the rest of the people.
Okay, yeah, that works really well. And who do you want to go next?
Well, that would be... Let's go ahead and actually throw it over to the goons, the rest of them.
All right.
Could I just ask, can you make an asset out of yourself?
No. The asset has to be, think about it as like in Fate, you're putting like a scene aspect on something.
Is there a way you can do that?
Well, yeah, just like he did. He basically just put an aspect on the, you know, of them being all, confused at what's going on.
Or not do something to make yourself assisting someone else.
Oh, you just say that you're assisting someone to do something.
Oh, okay.
That's all you have to do if you personally are doing something to assist someone else.
Right. Yeah, in this case, I'm letting someone else use the asset later to help them out instead.
Cool. All right. So what they're going to do is, she is going to finish summoning the demon.
Oh, no! No!
I am going to... That does get rid of a D6 out of my Doom Pool. Goes away. But she finishes her summoning. And there's a cloud of smoke that comes up in the middle of the area that she's in. And it quickly takes the form of a very buff, red-skinned demon with thick, leathery wings. It turns around, smells the air.
And then the cape swings on by. Hello there.
He returns with an equally gravelly voice. Intruders! Yes. And the rest of the cult gathering is going to womp up on, let's see, Anvil and Speedball are there. So they're going to divide and conquer. All right. Love
piled.
Yeah. The one that that you lost your door to there, Anvil, seems to be sturdier than the rest, and he's just going to come down with an overhanded double blow to try and pound you into the ground.
Okay.
And the other ones around are Speedball. They're going to try to just kind of tear you apart there. So they're working as a team. Superhuman strength. Feral protectors. And, yes, their demon boss is here. And I'm going to throw in a D8 from the Doom Pool.
Oh, no.
Pull it out. Okay, here we go. So, there's a one. There's an opportunity for somebody if you want to take it. Otherwise, I am going to take a 15. I'm going to take a D10 as an effect. And I'm going to spend a D6 to take in another effect die. I'm going to take that D8. So I've got a D10 and a D8 effect with... 15 total. So let's start with Anvil. You need to resist that 15 coming at you. And yes, the 10 is the big strong guy, so that's going to be the effect die coming at you.
All right, then. So, still a team effort here. I'm still anger management issues. Rar. Going for superhuman strength. Let's see. That would be D10, D10, D8, D10 so far.
He can't tap the intimidation right now, can he? Or
sure he can. Oh. Yeah. Although it's used up once he uses it though, because it's just a fleeting. It's a one time.
Actually, I can possibly spend a plot point on that to
yes,
keep
you
it
can.
Around.
Yeah, you can.
So let's go ahead and I will go ahead. Well, I can choose that after I roll.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
So I'll do the D8 for the combat expert. And I will go ahead and use, was it a D8 asset?
Yes, D8.
Okay. Or is it stepped up because it was in response to an opportunity?
Yeah, I'll give you a D10.
Okay, cool.
Sure.
So that's 3 D10s and a 2 D8s. Yeah, I really want to succeed at this one. I'm also going to throw in a D10 from the Doom Pool, bumping it up with Berserk. Again.
Oh.
I have so many XP now.
Gets dangerous when you have D12s in the Doom Pool.
Yeah. Actually, you had a D8 in the Doom Pool still?
So it goes to D10 now. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. I'll do the D8 instead. All right. And rolling.
Ooh. Not spectacular, but not too bad.
Well, he still has points, so he can include extra dice in his total.
I'm spending my other plot point to include an extra die to make mine a 16 with a D10 effect die.
Nice. Okay. So yeah, that's enough to beat his. You haven't yet taken advantage of my opportunity. If you want to now, you can turn your reaction die into a retaliation die and put it on someone.
Unfortunately, I had to spend the plot point to do the third.
You're out.
I am. Yeah.
You're out. Okay. All right. Good enough. Well, you defend against it successfully. As it tears in half the metal door that, it's stuck on its torso and it brings down its hands in the old Kirk maneuver to split your spine down the middle. And, you manage to just roll out of the way. And, he pounds the ground and there's a big fissure that opens up under his hand. Meanwhile, Speedball, because you already had two taken out. So yeah, the other one, is clawing and biting and trying to rip your throat out. He had, once again, the 15 is the number to beat. How are you defending?
Oh, good. Okay. He's going to defend by spinning around really, really, really fast.
Okay. So you can take your speed,
mm-hmm.
Affiliation. You probably can call team now since there's multiples of you in the fray. Unfortunately, I don't. Calling buddy at this point doesn't really work.
Yes. Can I do it as a solo thing since no one's helping?
Well, they are because they've already put tags on the scene. So unfortunately, yeah. I think you're stuck with team at this point.
All right, fine. 1d6 plus speed is d10. I out a target because I'm short.
Yes, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Remind me what distinction is that?
D8.
D8, okay.
Acrobatic Master might help you.
An Acrobatic Master, so add 2d8. And roll. Okay.
Alright, you're not going to be able to beat a 15, but you do have a plot point, so... Well, no, even with a plot point, you're only going to be able to add another 2 in. So the best you can do out of that is a 14. So yeah, you're going to fail to defend. So he is going to, do some physical damage to you. It's a D8. So basically your physical stat, you've got a D8 worth of, damage on it, which is, it's no big deal. Doesn't hurt you until you go over a D12. But you are clawed and bitten and, it's going for the throat. It's trying to get your tasty bits.
Can I use my second chance special effect?
Let's see, what does second chance do again?
1 power point to reroll your pool if using a power.
Oh, yeah, sure, you can use that instead.
And watch as it comes worse.
7, 8, 9, 10. No, you're still not going to do it. Still not going to get a 15 out of that. So, yeah, physical, you take a D8 to physical. And that was their turn, so now they're going to say, Mr. E! Finally, Mr. E in the back!
The person who actually is probably best capable of handling the situation.
Yes. So, you with us, Jed? If so, I think you're on mute.
Didn't type anything or check the chat window? Still awake?
Mystery.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
We might have lost a Jed.
No, he's still showing up. Jed, you still there?
Well, we're running low on time, so we'll just go to the next person then. And, I'm gonna just go ahead and give it to the cape since he's hanging there in limbo.
Well, this is one of those cases where the cape's gonna probably do something incredibly stupid again.
Perfect. That's always more fun.
There's a demon standing there, right?
Yes.
He swings around. He's gonna wrap his swing line around his neck, grab him by the horns and place his foot against the back of his neck. And he says, your kind's not wanted here in our city. And start pulling back.
All right, so you're making an attack against them. Go ahead.
Yeah, so...
Symbol your pool.
So, can I actually make a case here for solo?
No, once again, unfortunately, since everyone's in the fray right now...
Yeah,
and they're so distracting. They're distracting all the other people, so nope.
1d6. Yeah. But I am using... Oh, yes, what people skills. He does not have people skills. especially with dealing with a demon. It's the first time he uses an enhanced strength. All right. Oop. You surprised me there. 1d8. I'm going to spend a plot point and And also use enhanced durability, because I'm hanging on to a demon.
Sure.
So that'd be another D8.
Add in another power. You got plenty of plot points.
Yeah. So take, oh, wrong thing.
Okay. I'll take it off. Keep going.
Okay. I got, there you go. All right. So there's that. Let's see. Cause he's so near. Oh, do I get another plot point? I can do that with gear shut down. Have his taser blast short out being so close to a demon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His taser whip shorts out and he, so I get another power point back.
Okay.
All right. And then he's using Menace Expert. Because I'm trying to intimidate him to go back to hell.
Intimidating a demon. That's what will be one of your finer points if you can pull it off. You see the little tank with a camera just looking, expectantly looking at the scene.
Nice.
We don't want demons here, and you're going back to hell. If I have to take you there myself. I got 4 points. Oh, wow. What can I buy with that before I can roll? Any doom dice I can play with?
For what? I'm sorry. What are you referring to?
Oh, I'm looking at the doom pool. Anything I can, I have power points to spare. Can I, is anyone?
No, you, there's nothing you can do with the doom pool until I roll. There's nothing on the table for you to tap from. Oh, well. That.
See, what else can I do?
Anvil, didn't you, did you pay for the aspect you put on the scene to be permanent of them being distracted?
No, I didn't. I ran out of plot points.
All right. So what else I got here? So before you roll.
Any more powers you can put in? You can still take more powers if you get the points to spend.
I'll use my enhanced senses to figure out the
weak
best
point.
Place. Weak point, yes.
All right.
The eight. Let's see what else. I look at the cheat sheet. I haven't taken any stress dice, so I have nothing to spend on that.
D6 push.
Yeah, that's true. You can always add an extra D6 in for each one you want to put in.
Yeah, another D6. How's that? One D6. So I'll have spent 2 power points.
All right. I'll check them off. Just go ahead and build your pool.
All right. I was just looking at a stunt. Do I want to get a extra D8 stunt dice?
You might want to save them to include more dice in your total.
Yeah. So I have two points left. I actually want to hang on those just in case he rolls the defense. He rolls any ones, and I can spend them on those.
Remember, you can also spend them to choose more than 2 dice to create your total from.
That's true too. So, here we go.
Oh,
ooh!
I'll give you 2 more power points, and I'm going to pull in a 2d6 into the pool again.
All right. Well, you know what? Keep one of those power points.
All right. And
I'm going to give myself 16.
16's your total.
And a D8 effect.
All right. Well, Demon's coming back with his defense here. And I am going to do 7, 12, 16. I'm going to spend D6 out of the pool to include an extra die, which is going to give me 16.
So we tie.
Yep.
So I'm sitting there like,
And my effect die is going to be a D10. And your effect die was a D8.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's, nothing happening there.
But we're both screaming at this point.
Yes. Exactly. All right. You choose who goes next. We might, Jed, are you there? Have you come back to us, Jed?
I'm going to pick Anvil.
All right, Anvil, you're up.
Tag team. Tag, you're it.
Okay. I will definitely go in on that. Let's see. Still working as a team. Got the D10 there. Let's see. I'm on camera. I'm actually going to mug to the camera for a moment before going in and do a small 5-hour energy plug because, and so that's going to distract me. Take a D4 and a plot point. So I think I'm going to need it.
Yeah.
Still doing superhuman strength. Still going to do, I'm not going to do a berserk this time, but I am doing a D8 from combat expert.
And anger management? Oh, you took a D4. That's right. You took a plot point now.
Yep. So just 2D10, a D8, and a D4 this time.
And who are you attacking?
The demon.
The demon? Uh-huh. All right.
Let's see here. It's taking it a small bit.
Rolling.
Come on. Please roll 20. Go.
It disappeared down the rabbit hole again.
I can try to re-roll it, but I'm
not
sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, because I think mine just went through, so try yours.
Okay. Trying one more time. Not getting anything yet. Huh.
Okay, what's your roll? I'll just type it in. It
looks like 1d10, 1d10, 1d8, 1d4.
And the Burt magic hits again, and 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
3, 3, 10, 2, and 2.
So whoa.
Well, let's see here.
I'd say take it to 14 and have a D10 effect.
I think it's the 12 with the D10 effect. And let's see here.
Well, you got a point, yeah. to spend to buy an extra die.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I want to spend it just for a plus 2.
And you'll cry when he rolls a 13.
Yeah, I'm still going to take it just as the 12.
Take it as it is. All right. Uh-huh. Here they go. Okay, 11's the best I can come up with.
Oh!
So, yeah, you get it. And what was your type?
Mine was a D10.
D10.
So we tied on D10.
Which means yours is stepped down 1 to D8. And for the interest of time, since we're at 9 o'clock, I'm going to say that was actually enough, as it was newly summoned and it hasn't had all of its strength yet. You can narrate as you're able to dispatch the demon.
So I slam it down into the ground and then stare down. Let's see. Is the summoner still up or is she?
No, she is. She passed out once the demon was summoned.
Blood everywhere.
Excellent. So.
All right, guys. So yes, down to the last minute and you were able to defeat the demon.
Detach the swing line, swing down and immediately start kicking the hell out of the magic circle.
It's all caught on glorious film.
Then I come up and high-five the anvil. Then I get off the ground.
Oops. All right, guys. Well, we've got other games starting, so thank you very much for playing.
Thank you so much. That was a blast.
Thank you for running.
Yeah.
That has replaced Phoenix City as the most fun superhero game I've played in.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's actually not a bad system when you get used to it.
It is awesome. The longer you play it, the smoother it gets, the better it gets. I really like it.
I think it'd be a lot nicer if we were using Anxious rather than a die roller, just because of the amount you have to use.
Yep. Roll 20 was not ideal for this. It's just what I had to work with at the time. But anyway, I've got another game starting. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.